ball, one strike. Pitch by Pilkington. It's up high. Two balls and one strike. And the pitch. Inside corner called strike. Out 2-2. Hicks, three home runs last series. And really, since the beginning of summer, he has heated up. Pun intended, pitch. Now back at the screen behind home plate. Two balls and two strikes. Hicks, 16 homers, 38 runs batted in. Pilkington, red glove by his belt. Here's the 2-2. Inside corner, it's a call, third strike. 93-mile-per-hour fastball, a two-seamer. That's the fourth strikeout for Pilkington, one away. That'll bring up Brennan Davis. Davis steps in from the right side. Pitch. Chopper foul, third base side, top of the Iowa dugout. Count to 1-1, so Brennan Davis, last game with Iowa, the 1st of May, was in St. Paul. Had surgery, again, low back. Rehabbed in Arizona, couple games in Arizona, a week with South Bend in West Michigan. And now back here with Iowa, first game at the AAA level since May 1st. 0-1 to Brennan, swing and a miss. Got him a 2. He fell behind 0-2 in his first at-bat, then got hit by a pitch. And now Brennan now behind Connor Pilkington, 0-2 in this one. Third inning, one out, 3-0 Iowa leads. No balls, two strikes. Pilkington kicks and delivers. Misses inside. Good hold by Brennan. Low and inside breaking ball. Count 1-2. Brennan Davis. It's not unanimous that he's the number one prospect in the Cubs system, but in every prospect ranking you look at, Baseball Prospectus, MLB Pipeline, Marquee Sports Network, he's in the top three. 1-2. Chopper foul, left side, stays alive. One ball, two strikes. That Marquee Sports Network has him at number one. Baseball Prospectus has him at number two. MLB Pipeline has him at number two, and Baseball America has him at number three. So he's a consensus top three prospect. One ball, two strikes. Here's the pitch to Brennan Davis. Misses up high. Good take. Count 2-2. Deep breath from Brennan. Deep in the batter's box on the right side. Wearing number six. He started off the season wearing number seven. And the 2-2 pitch. This is inside. Count 3-2. And this is really nicely done by Brennan. Was down 0-2. He brings it back to 3-2. Full count, one out. Here's the payoff from Pilkington. Misses up high, ball four. And Brennan Davis hit by pitch and a walk today. One out here in the third. Fourth walk for Pilkington will bring up Alexander Canario. Had a sack fly in his last at-bat. I like that at-bat from Brennan a lot. 0-2, didn't press, drew a walk. That's really, really good. Really good. Left on right of the pitch. Canario takes a fastball in the outside corner for a strike. Ball's one strike, one out, 3-0 Iowa leads, top three, Brennan Davis on first. And the pitch. Swing and a pop-up, third base side, it's hooking foul. Looks like it'll go into the seats about 10 rows deep. Count of a two. I think we should be good with our MLB stream. Awesome. Thank you very much, Justin Walters. Some quick tech work along with our friends at Stream Guys. So I think we're okay. balls, two strikes, and the pitch. This is inside. Nice take by Canario. Down 1-2. There's no action in the Columbus bullpen. Again, Pilkington. There's action up in the first when he gave up three runs. A scoreless second now here in the third. One ball, two strikes. And the pitch to Canario. Curveball. Just misses outside. Out 2-2. Doesn't seem to be an overly large strike zone. Wide short has really worked his way around that nicely. 2-2. Swing and a drive deep down the left field line. Gabriel Arias towards the corner. He's at the warning track. He'll jump up at the wall and hits off the wall. Brennan Davis heads to third, sliding head first ahead of the throw. It's a double off the wall for Alexander Canario. He missed his first Triple-A homer by a foot. That ball nearly brought down a rain. It hit right off the 325-foot sign down the left field line. And Alexander Canario about an inch away from home run number 32. Instead, he gets a double. Good speed by Brennan. Brings runners at second and third. One away. It'll bring up Levi Jordan. So Levi will step in from the right side. Infield plays in. Oh, Alexander Canario. So close, but yet so far. Left on right. Here's the pitch. This is low. Count 1-0. I mean, he skied at the left. Ball kept on carrying and carrying and carrying. And Gabriel Arias started in medium depth left field. Went all the way to the wall. Half jump, but he couldn't get it. Infield in, outfield back. Davis at third. Canario at second. 1-0 pitch to Levi Jordan. This is outside. Count 2-0. Levi flied out to right in his last at bat. Pitch. Swing and a miss. Helped the hack at a 92-mile-per-hour fastball. Count 2-1. Connor Pilkington, 68 pitches, 38 strikes, 32 balls. 3-0 Iowa leads. The I-Cups threatening here in the third. Runners at second and third with one out. Here's the 2-1. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Pilkington mixes and matches nicely. Those four pitches. Fastball, cutter, curveball, slider with an occasional change. 2-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. There's the slider. Strikes out Levi Jordan for Pilkington, his fifth K. Two away, and here's Luis Vasquez. And he definitely moves the ball around, whether it's a strike or a ball, that remains to be seen. So Pilkington with five Ks, four walks, one hit by pitch. And now runners here at second and third with two outs in the third. 3-0 Iowa leads. Here's Luis Vasquez. Left on right of the pitch. Vasquez takes a fastball low. One ball, no strikes. Iowa this year against Columbus just 4-8. 8-16 against Columbus all time. Just the last 2 years. One ball, no strikes. And the pitch. Swinging a drive deep down the right field line. They'll turn foul and go out of play. Now 1-1. Luis Vasquez does not have a Triple-A homer, 8 Double-A homers. 16th game of the I-Cups pitch. Vasquez takes a fastball in the inner third for a strike. Got 1-2. That inside strike is being called. The outside strike, not so much. And for both teams. One ball, two strikes. And the pitch. This is low and inside. Nice stop by Bo Naylor. out to a two. If you look at this Columbus Clippers team, Naylor's at time of the big leagues, Aris at time of the big leagues, Nolan Jones at time of the big leagues. So they're top prospects, and they are right either on the precipice of being everyday big leaguers or have already been pretty much everyday big leaguers like Arias has. Two balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch to Vasquez. Swing and a drive deep down the left field line. If it's fair, it's gone. It's hooking foul, and it just goes out of play. Just missed his first Triple-A homer. It was high down the left field line, 10th row of seats. And if he straightens it out, it's right into the satellite home run porch here at Huntington Park. Two balls, two strikes. And the pitch. Ground ball, left side foul. We'll do it again. They have an arrow in that Canario double, apparently. Oh, boy. I don't know about that one. Hit off the wall. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three, sort of. Strikes out the side. Doesn't give up a run. No runs, apparently no hits. One error. And two men left on base. We'll go to the bottom of the third. 3-0 Iowa leads on the Iowa Cubs Radio Network.
Are you moving to the Des Moines area? Looking for a new place to call home? Professional Property Management matches people to their housing needs. With single-family houses, duplexes, and apartments available for lease to students and families in a variety of neighborhoods in the Des Moines Metro and Ames, Professional Property Management will fulfill the goal of providing you with the perfect place to move. Check Professional Property Management out online at www.ppm/inc.com or at 515-226-0000 to get first-class living and first-class service today.
Musco Sports Lighting is a proud sponsor of the Iowa Cubs. Since 1976, Musco has called Iowa home while creating the most innovative sports lighting solutions in the world. Musco's LED system improves visibility and creates light shows to celebrate everything from a home run to another iCubs win. From Principal Park to community fields to the biggest stadiums in the world, Musco creates a better experience for players and fans. Learn more at musco.com.
In the heart of downtown Des Moines, Confluence on Third Apartments offers a resort-style apartment community with luxurious studio one- and two-bedroom apartment homes. Enjoy the fun and convenience of downtown living with first-class amenities that include a sprawling outdoor courtyard with a pool, grill station, dog run, and hot tub. Other amenities include a fitness studio, rooftop sky deck, game room, theater, underground parking, and so much more to enhance your everyday living experience at Confluence on Third Apartments. With your favorite downtown venues just a short walk or bike right away, you'll love the convenience of living at Confluence on Third Apartments. Learn more at ConfluenceOnThirdApts.com. That's ConfluenceOnThirdApts.com.
Your beacon, Iowa's Hope 940.
All right, bottom half of the third inning. 3-0 Iowa leads, wide short. See Trenton Brooks here to start things off in the third. Left on left to the pitch. This is a high count, 1-0. Saw a replay of the Alexander Canario. They ruled as an error, thought it was a double, and I think it could go either way. Ball did not hit off the top of the wall, hit more off the base of the wall. It hit off of Arias' glove at the back of his jersey. Couldn't see it. That sun glare in left field is very, very difficult right now for both sides. Two balls and no strikes, and the pitch is outside. Balls and no strikes. Iacobs three runs in the first. And a pitch. Outside corner called strike. Count 3-1. Wyatt Short with four strikeouts, first two innings of work, and not necessarily a strikeout pitcher. Look, sharp pitch popped up left side out of play. Out 3-2, and talked to Wyatt a little bit yesterday when he found out that he'd be starting. Not only is he starting today, obviously. Right now, he is the probable starter for Sunday. You could see the joy on his face when he found that out. Pitch, line drive, up the middle. It's into center field for a base hit. Trenton Brooks with a leadoff single here in the third. He'll bring up Will Brennan. Wyatt said, you know, this year it's been tough to get into a rhythm, tough to get innings because Icubs carry 28 players active on the roster and there's an influx of pitchers and relievers. This is a reliever only working one at most two times a week. Pitch popped up left side out of play. Got 0-1. But this series will work twice, and he was giddy. I think that would be the proper adjective. Very giddy. Short. From the belt. 0-1 pitch. Popped up left side out of play. Got 0-2. Short went to Ole Miss, recruited as a pitcher and a center fielder. Really good athlete. Comes from a family of boys. Deep breath, Short delivers. Fastball just misses outside. Got 1-2. And he made one start in 2016, but if you look at his career stats at Ole Miss, a 2.16 ERA with 21 saves. Pitch. This is low and outside. Count 3-2. All Will Brennan has done against Iowa this year, 13 for 28. Two homers, four doubles. And all at Principal Park. Short delivers. Changeup just misses outside. Now 3-2. I had the count as 3-2 before that. Now it's 3-2 apparently. Three balls, two strikes. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Strikes out one of the more accomplished hitters in minor league baseball here in 2022. Ride Short, 5 Ks. Here's Brian Rocchio. So again, you look at this prospect list, and I know that doesn't mean everything, but Will Brennan, number 21, Brian Rocchio, a consensus, top five prospect, left on right of the pitch, misses inside. Got 1-0, 5'10", infielder from Caracas, Venezuela. Rocchio, 21 years old. So in this lineup, you have number 4, number 5, number 11, and number 1 prospect, all hitting back-to-back-to-back-to-back. And the Icubs lead in this one 3-0 in the third. 1-0 pitch to Rocchio. Humpback liner towards Short. Backing up Vasquez makes the catch. 1 foot onto the outfield grass. Now 2 outs to bring up Bo Naylor. Fans that are listening in, let us know. Shoot us a tweet at Iowa Cubs at Voice of Cohen. For the broadcast, Alex C. at IowaCubs.com. I'd love to hear from you. Bo Naylor steps in from the left side. Left on left of the pitch. Ground ball hit sharply to third. Bodie picks it up. Underhands it over to second from the shortstop angle. It's a long flip, but he gets the lead runner. Ends the inning. Wide short. 3 scoreless frames. No runs, a hit, no errors. One man left on base. Go to the fourth. Iowa leads 3-0 right here on the Iowa Cubs Radio Network.
Ever wonder where all your auto service needs begin? With 2 locations on the south side, Brad's Collision Center and Repair Service is a full-service body shop, preventive maintenance, and auto repair center in Des Moines, specializing in bodywork, car care services, and other miscellaneous services since 1974. Their staff includes master certified service technicians attending up-to-date workshops year-round. And their repair facility uses the latest in service and diagnostic equipment available to diagnose and repair the most sophisticated and complex automotive technology. If it's broke, don't worry. Brad's Auto Care will help you out.
Looking for a unique premium experience at Principal Park? Try the all-inclusive Betfred Sports Lounge in left field. The package includes a table for 4 inside the lounge, featuring a great view of the game, climate-controlled comfort, wait service, full bar access, and restrooms. You also get 4 reserve seats in the stadium to enjoy a beautiful night at the ballpark. For food, choose 2 shareable items from the custom menu. The table also gets bottomless draft beer, soda, and water, plus 4 tokens good at the bar. Fans must be 21 or older to access the Betfred Sports Lounge. Call to reserve your spot today.
Furniture Options has been specializing in furnishing apartments since 1985. They're proud to provide people in transition with quality rental furnishings, impeccable service, and affordable rates. Check out FurnitureOptions.com to find out more about their selection and flexible payment options. Or just stop by and see them at 4245 109th Street in Urbandale, just off I-80 and north of Douglas Avenue. Their showroom is open weekdays from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Whether it's work or anything else that takes you into temporary housing, Furniture Options can help. Furniture Options. Options for a changing environment.
Your Beacon, Iowa's Hope, 940.
It's all about love.
Top third of the Icubs order. Up by a score of 3-0 in the fourth. There is still David Bodie, Michael Hermosillo against Connor Pilkington. And I am done half my hot dogs. I am not feeling great. Pitch, swing, and a miss. Got a 1-1. I say that because it is dime hot dog tonight. 10-cent hot dog. I paid $1. I got 10 hot dogs. I'm trying to have one every inning. Right now I'm halfway through because I included the pregame show in that. Pitch, swing, and a miss. Strike two. So I'm done 5 hot dogs, and I'll tell you what. I might be done. Not feeling great. 0-2. Now back at the screen behind home plate. Now to a 2. Darius a walk and a single today. 1-for-1. Batting average at .337. Pitch, swing and a miss, strike 3. Connor Pilkington already 6 strikeouts. He got 7 strikeouts to bring up David Bodie, who was struck out twice. The Pilkington strikeout numbers are interesting because he doesn't throw that hard. Fastball is topped out at 93, but he mixes and matches and changes eye levels. Pitch, Bodie takes a breaking ball inside. Now 1-0. Bodie 0-for-2 with 2 Ks. Pilkington delivers. Swing and a miss. Strike 1. And I'll have to look at some of the film. I mean, the Cubs really do a great job with their technology and Ivy. But you see if he hides the ball, because he might, especially with these shadows. 1-1. This is side count 2-1. And from here, he's got that big 6-4 build. Three quarters delivery, and looks like he does hide the ball behind his back hip and shoulder. 2-1 of the pitch. Bodie lines that one to the left field. It's a base hit for David. So David Bodie 1-for-3, 2-out single, make that 1-out single here in the fourth. I bring up Michael Hermosillo. Michael Hermosillo, walk and a double. All he's done with the I-Cubs, 6-for-12. 3 doubles and a triple. Left on right of the pitch. Hermosillo, healthy hack, he swings and misses. Count 1-1. Thoughts and prayers to Tony La Russa. He's missing tonight's game for the White Sox, undergoing some tests. Hopefully Tony's okay. The ball's 1-1. And the pitch. Catches. Nope. Thought it caught the inside corner. Looked like a perfect pitch from here, especially Hermosillo crowding. The play called for a ball. That's interesting. One ball, 1-1. And the pitch. Hermosillo, check swing at a changeup. Didn't matter. It was a strike. One ball, 2 strikes. Here's the pitch. So we get a chopper off the front foot of Hermosillo. He'll walk that one off. Got 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Here in the fourth, David Bode at first. And the throwback to first is not in time. Some scores around the big leagues. Cubs, Blue Jays, nothing, nothing. How about Javier Assad yesterday? 1-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. That's another strikeout for Connor Pilkington, his eighth. I'll bring up Narciso Crook. So Crook will step in from the right side. Just showed Ryan Mitchell, the broadcaster for Columbus, how many hot dogs I've eaten, and he looked like he was about to throw up. Left on right of the pitch. It's the outside corner. Runners off. Throw down a second is perfect. And Nowick didn't get Bode. He dropped the ball. The shortstop, Ernie Clement, apparently dropped it. Bode with a head first slide. And with the ball dropped, he's safe. He steals second. Here's Narciso Crook. With an 0-1 count and a runner at second. Top four, 3-0 Iowa leads in the pitch. This is inside. One ball, one strike. The Guardians and the Orioles playing. Josh Naylor, Bo's brother, at a home run halfway back to Columbus. Pitch. Jack swinging a high fastball. He went around. Count 1-2. Connor Pilkington with 8 strikeouts, and he is missing more and more bats as this game has gone on. Maybe it's the shadows. I'm not sure. Season high in strikeouts is 8. He's at 8 right now. 1-2. Check swing. Didn't go around. Almost had 9. Out 2-2. Pilkington with 8 strikeouts in the big leagues against Kansas City. Back on June 1st. And on August 10th against St. Paul, he struck out 8 5 2/3. He's at 3 2/3 right now. Two balls, two strikes. And the pitch. This is low, nice eye from Narciso Crook. Out 3-2. Narciso had a 3-hit game on Sunday. Haven't seen as many home runs from Narciso, so he's been stuck on 18 since the beginning of August. He had a stretch where he had 6 home runs in 7 games, 4 homers in 4 games. Here's the 3-2 to Crook. Swing and a miss, strike three. That is 9 strikeouts for Connor Pilkington here tonight. My goodness. No runs, a hit, no errors. One man left on base. Middle of 4. Iowa leads 3-0 right here on the Iowa Cubs Radio Network.
Cubs fans, it's time to bring down the house with Xtreme powered by Mediacom. With internet speeds up to an amazing 1 gig and supercharged whole home Wi-Fi, you'll turn your house into the hottest hotspot on the block. Play with no limits. Stream with no worries. Speed into a new dimension of power and reliability. And get ready to feel Xtreme powered by Mediacom.
MH Equipment understands in the world of material handling, where things constantly change and the bar of performance continues to rise. They work diligently with customers to anticipate changing needs and provide solutions for effective results while staying on top of technological advances, cost-effective methods, and addressing needs. From being one of the smallest Hyster forklift dealerships to now serving as one of the largest and fastest-growing material handling service providers in the U.S., they understand humble beginnings. They understand you. MH Equipment, 1711 2nd Avenue in Des Moines, Iowa. People. Passion, purpose.
NB is your authorized club car distributor and one-stop shop for all your golf car needs. NB offers cars for the golf course, campground, and lake home or around the farm. NB has countless options for custom seats, wheels, and accessories, specializing in rebuilt custom cars and new club car personal cars like the Onward. If you can imagine it, they can help you build it. They also offer rental cars for your special event and financing. Call 1-515-264-1661 or check them out on the web at nbgolfcars.com and like them on Facebook. Be sure to give them a call or make a visit to one of their 3 locations in Des Moines, Hendricks, Minnesota, and Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
Iowa's Hope 940.
Spread the love.
Hot dog!
It might be the shadows. 1-1 pitch. Outside corner called strike. Count 1-2. High comes 3 runs in the first. 2 runs single. John Hicks off the center field wall. Sack fly. Alexander Canario. 1-2. High chopper. Hit to short. Glove by his face. Vasquez Fields fires over to first. And he gets Gabriel Arias. That took a bounding hop. We got George Valera. Left on left of the pitch. Valera sends a drive deep to left field. Heading back, Alexander Canario. He's at the wall. Jump up and he makes the catch. Just shy of the base of the wall. Nice play, Alexander Canario. Two up, two down. Here with the fourth. It'll bring up Nolan Jones. Nolan Jones steps in from the left side. Deep breath from short, the pitch. Inside corner called strike. Count 1-1. Nolan Jones has been an Iowa Cubs killer, not just this year, but also in 2021 pitch. The south side. 1-1, 1-1 Jones this year against Iowa. 10 for 26 with 3 homers, 12 runs batted in. And last year against Iowa, hit 7 doubles. 7. Pitch. Outside. 2-1. Short back shoulder set. And the pitch. Popped up. Left field shallow. Canario long run. Calls off everybody. Now backpedals and he makes a catch. He nearly overran that. It ends the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. It's a 1-2-3 inning for Wyatt Short. Iowa Cubs lead 3-0. We'll go to the fifth on the Iowa Cubs Radio Network.
Live it up in luxury. It's time to Broadmoor it up. Live at Broadmoor at Jordan Creek. Swim it up in one of our community's 3 pools. Gym it up in our 24-hour fitness center. Butter it up watching a movie in our resident theater. Snuggle it up on the couch in any of our studio 1- and 2-bedroom apartment homes. Each apartment has its own washer and dryer, modern appliances, granite countertops, and walk-in closets. For community information, visit us online at broadmoor.cc.
Best tailgate? It's got to be burgers.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and weights.
It's subs.
Nah, hot dog.
No, Dodger dog.
I'll drink to that. Pass me a Coke.
It's got to be crawfish.
Mac and cheese.
No, 7-layer dip.
Ribs. No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day? Race day.
Calls for Coke. You know it.
It's tailgating 101.
Listen up, Iowa Cubs fans. You can now watch Cubs games without cable on Marquee Sports Network with FuboTV. Start watching today with a free 7-day trial with no contract you can cancel anytime. You'll get live Cubs games plus over 100 top channels all live,
including ESPN, Fox, NBC, ABC, and more.
And you'll even get local news. Visit FuboTV.com and try for free. That's FuboTV.com and try for free today.
Your Beacon, Iowa's Hope 940.
Top half of the football fifth inning. It is 3-0 Iowa. And a new pitcher here for the Clippers. It is lefty Kirk McCarty. So McCarty in for Connor Pilkington, who struck out 9 in 4 innings, but gave up 3 runs in the first. And the Icubs lead 3-0. Wyatt Short's done a great job tonight. 4 innings, no runs, and nobody warming up at the Iowa bullpen. Here for the Icubs, fairway meet of the order. John Hicks, Brennan Davis, and Alexander Canario here to start things off. Left on right of the pitch. Hicks fouls that one back at the screen. Down 0-1, Hicks with a 2-run single off the center field wall. It is first at bat. No balls, 1 strike of the pitch. It's outside. Got 1-1. I feel like I'm having a hot dog overdose. Colin Cottley helping me out with one. I won't take credit. 1-1. Swing and a miss. High fastball at 87. Count 1-2. You can have the rest of those 3. Don't you worry. One ball, 2 strikes. Left on right, pitch by McCarty. Swing and a pop-up down the left field line. Coming in, Gabriel Arias. He goes into a slide, can't make the catch, and foul ground. So Hicks will retreat back to the plate. Brian Rocchio at short was in pretty much deep left field. He almost made that catch, and Gabriel Arias took a tough route to it. He's not a normal outfielder. Arias normally plays second or short, trying to prove he's a utility player, and I guess practice makes perfect. One ball, 2 strikes. It steps in and out of the batter's box. McCarty this season. 3.67 ERA, pitch, swing and a miss, strike 3, got him on a changeup. Hicks' second strikeout. That is 10 Ks so far here for the Clippers pitching. Bring up Brennan Davis. First game back for Brennan. Hit by a pitch on an 0-2 pitch, and his next at-bat went down 0-2 and drew a walk. He's pretty good. Left on right. Here's a pitch from McCarty. Swing and a drive deep to left field. Heading back, Arias. He's at the track. He has room. 1 step in, and he makes the catch. And Brennan flies out the deep left field. Just got underneath it. He's 0-for-1 tonight. 2 away, and he'll bring up Alexander Canario. I thought he had a chance. Charles McClintic listening in. Canario takes a fastball down the middle for a strike. Down 0-1, it's 110 in Phoenix. It's, I think, 74 here. And Tom Whitney says, so you're saying Joey Chestnut's record is not a threat for you. Pitch is outside. Count 1-1. No, it's not a threat from me. Not a threat from me. I don't know how they do it. I think I love food. And I'm stalling right now. Pitch. This is low. 2 balls and 1 strike. I mean, Joey Chestnut eats like 70 hot dogs. I've hit a wall at 6. Like bursting at the seams. 2 balls, 1 strike. Here's the pitch to Canario. Taking at the knees for a strike. That looked low. Count 2-2. Canario, first at bat, sack fly. Second at bat, he reached on an error, which I thought was a double. McCarty. 2-2 to Canario. This is inside, count 3-2. Nice take from Alexander Canario. Three balls, 2 strikes. McCarty, here's the payoff. Swinging a chopper, third base side on top of the Iowa dugout. Count remains 3-2. This is our Fubo fifth inning. That's like watching Cubs games live on television without cable. We'll check out FuboTV.com. That is FuboTV.com. 3-2. Check swing and a breaking ball. Did not go around. Ball 4. Nice at bat from Canario. He's had a much better night. Sack fly. Error that could have been a double. And now a walk. Brings up Levi Jordan. This is a team that doesn't normally walk a lot. Yet Darius a walk. Michael Hermosillo a walk. Narciso Crook a walk. Brendan Davis a hit by pitch and a walk, and Alexander Canario a walk. A little bit more of a patient approach tonight. Here's the pitch. Take it down the middle for a strike. Got 0-1. Iowa 3 runs on 4 hits. Columbus no runs on 2 hits. Wyatt Short doing a tremendous job. No balls, one strike. Here's the pitch to Levi before that throw back to first, not in time. Now Canario, 21 stolen bases this year. That's his 51st walk drawn. Again, for a power hitter, free swinger, 51 walks, I like that. I think the Cubs like that. I think they should like that. Pitch popped up right side, fouling out of play. Balls at two strikes. 3-0 Iowa leads, top five. Pitch. Ground ball into left field. It's a base hit. Levi Jordan splits the hole between short and third. Singles to left. Canario to second. And now the inning continues. Runners at first and second. Two outs to bring up Luis Vasquez. Vasquez steps in from the right side. Struck out swinging in his last at bat. Left on right of the pitch. Chopper foul off the front foot of Vasquez. Got a 1-1. Taking a look at the Cubs. And it was Marcus Stroman making his return to Toronto. I believe it's the end of the second. And the Cubs and Blue Jays, no score. The ball's one strike. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Cubs won yesterday. Javier Saab with 5 1/3 scoreless. The Cubs lost yesterday, but Javier Saab 5 1/3 scoreless. Boston 11. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. 11th strikeout. Columbus pitching here through five innings. It's a scoreless fifth. No runs a hit, no errors. And once again, two men left on base. Icubs have stranded 9 through 5. We'll go to the bottom of the fifth. Down by a score. Lead by a score 3-0 right here on the Iowa Cubs Radio Network.
Hi, this is Hall of Famer Carlton Fisk. Make your plans today to visit Cooperstown and the Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum. Reconnect with your memories of the game and make new memories with your family. Check out baseballhall.org today for more information.
Carlton Fisk had a lot of little boy in him right there, Joe.
The National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum, preserving history, honoring excellence, and connecting generations.
It's new and it's awesome. G Makes Fifth Street Pub in Valley Junction now has outdoor patio seating to enjoy all their award-winning food, including your state fair favorite, the Pride of Iowa Wrap. Nothing could be better than amazing G Makes food. Lunch, dinner, even breakfast on weekend mornings. G Makes Fifth Street Pub, located at 128 Fifth Street in historic Valley Junction. Great food, great times, great fun, and now a great outdoor patio. Check out the daily specials at gmakes.com. See you soon.
When you travel to Des Moines for business or fun, you should stay a while. The Residence Inn at 100 Southwest Water Street in downtown Des Moines offers the best extended stay options or more of the comforts of home on a weekend getaway. You'll just be 2 blocks north of Principal Park and 2 blocks south of the Court Avenue Entertainment District for quick, easy access to fun, great restaurants, and Iowa Cubs games. Call 515-288-4500 to book your next stay at the Residence Inn in downtown Des Moines.
Iowa's Hope, 940.
Wyatt Short in for his fifth inning of work. Iowa leads 3-0. First pitch there, Eddie Clement is taken down the middle for a strike. Count 1-1. Man, what Wyatt Short is doing is so impressive. Last start, 5 innings, no runs. This start, 4+ innings, no runs. Short delivers. Swinging a bouncer, hit to second. Coming in, Jordan Fields flicks the first one away. Set up one down here with the fifth. They'll bring up David Fry. It's getting short. He's only at 60 pitches. There is no action in the Iowa bullpen. His longest outing before his last start in his career was 3 1/3 innings. Now 5 innings, and he's gone tonight. 4 1/3 pitch. This outside count, 1-0. Short, 61 pitches, 39 strikes, 22 balls. 3-0 Iowa leads. And the pitch. This is inside. The ball, one strike. Sun starting to set here at Huntington Park. And the pitch. Swing it a drive center field. Heading back, Darius Hill. Flips his hips, turns around, one step in, makes the catch shy of the track. Doing his best cornerback impression. Two up, two down here with the fifth will bring up Trent Brooks. Now here at Huntington Park, you won't get any sunset views because the sun sets behind us. The light blue skies beyond the center field wall, there's complete shade in the infield and the outfield. The glare is about, I would say, 10 feet up high on the batter's eye. Dead center field. Pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Iowa 3. Columbus nothing. All three runs for the I-Cubs coming in the first. Wide, short, forward, two-thirds scoreless. Pitch by short. Fastball hits the inside corner for a strike. Donald with two and just pounding the strike zone. The ball's two strikes. And the pitch. Line foul, left side out of play. The ball's at two strikes. Wind still slightly blowing out the left and center. I'm surprised we haven't seen a home run hit yet tonight. A couple close ones. 0-2. That's up high. Got 1-2. John Hicks with the two-run single off the wall. Alexander Canario reached on an error, then went down the left field line. Nearly was his first home run. Pitch misses outside. Count 2-2. First Triple-A home run. He has 31 home runs this year. Just easy power. Didn't even hit it all that well, but just kept on traveling and traveling. Two balls, two strikes, and a pitch. This is low and outside. Three balls and two strikes. Got a good crowd here tonight. Well, when you have dime hot dogs, can understand that. Not dollar dogs, dime dogs. 3-2. This outside ball four. Trent Brooks, two-out walk here in the fifth. And it brings up Will Brennan. We were here for a dime dog night last year. And granted, it was the middle of summer. Kids weren't in school. But it was a complete sellout here. Now, tonight, I would say they are about 75% full. And it's a Tuesday night during school. I think that's pretty impressive. Although, dime dogs, it's a draw. Pitch. Brennan chops that one up the middle, coming in. Vasquez Fields on an in-between hop, fires over to first, and gets Will Brennan. How about Wyatt Short? Five scoreless innings. No runs, no hits, no errors. One man left on base. Go to the six. It is 3-0 Iowa right here on the Iowa Cubs Radio Network.
All right, here's the thing with mobile banking. You can get the laundry done and the yard, and it's only Thursday. Sure, run that extra block or mile
with your four-legged buddy.
Hey, you're at the gym? Do a few more reps. A little more gaming with your squad?
Yeah, the galaxy needs you.
Better eat another s'more. And by another, we mean fifth. Soak up every single minute of every single day. Go on and do whatever it is you do and still keep in touch with your money. Great Southern Mobile Banking. Get the app now for Android and iOS. Member FDIC. Data rates may apply. See carrier for details.
The Iowa Cubs and Central Iowa Mechanical are proud to pay tribute to our community's military, law enforcement, fire, and first responder service members all season long at Principal Park in the Salute to Service program. an active duty or veteran of military service, law enforcement professional, firefighter, or first responder will be recognized on the field before the game. To nominate your candidate to be honored on the field in the Iowa Cubs Central Iowa Mechanical Salute to Service Program, visit iowacubs.com.
At MidAmerican Energy, we want to help keep you safe around power lines and electrical equipment. Always assume a power line is energized, even if it's on the ground. To avoid the risk of an accidental shock or electrocution, avoid touching a power line with anything. And when you see high voltage warnings on transformers and substations, stay away. We care about you and your safety. Get more tips at MidAmericanEnergy.com.
Paid for by the customers of MidAmerican Energy.
Your beacon, Iowa's Hope, 940.
It's all about love.
Top third of the order here for the Cubs in the sixth. They're up by a score of 3-0. Kirk McCarty gets Darius Hill in the first pitch. A broken back grounder. Hit to short. Picked up by Rocchio. Fires to first. And he gets Darius Hill. Have to get a new piece of lumber his next at bat. 6-3 put out. One up, one down here in the sixth. It'll bring up David Bodie. And fans, if you're listening in, let us know. Shoot us a tweet at Iowa Cubs at Voice of Cohen. Email the broadcast, Alex C at IowaCubs.com, and I believe that is Kervin Castro warming up for the iCubs down the left field line. Wyatt short, 5 innings, 2 hits, no runs, 5 Ks. Pitch is up high. I don't believe he walked anybody aside. No, he walked Trenton Brooks. I'll say aside from Will Brennan, his first batter. That was it. So 2 walks. Pitch. Ground ball, hit to short to his left, Rocchio Field. Side of throw to first, it's smooth. Get a 6-3 put out. Two up, two down here with the six. Will bring up Michael Hermosillo. Icubs all 3 runs, and really the only 3 runs of the game. In the first inning, Hermosillo doubled, then scored on a 2-run single by John Hicks. And Alexander Canary with a sacrifice fly later in the inning, and that's been it. Left on right, pitch to Hermosillo. Drops in for a strikeout, 0-1. I believe Hermosillo played here last year when the Icubs played Columbus. Hit 1 home run, pitch. On back liner, shallow center, going back, Rocchio, but he makes the basket catch. What a snag. Ends the inning. A 2-3 frame, no runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We'll go to the bottom of the sixth. It is 3-0 Iowa right here on the Iowa Cubs Radio Network.
Your premier Chevy dealers, proud to be presenting sponsors of the Iowa Cubs Kids Club and proud to be part of Team Chevy, the number one selling brand in Iowa for the past 10 years. Thanks to a talented roster that includes versatile SUVs like Equinox and dependable trucks like Silverado. Visit MoreIowansDriveChevy.com today to find exciting offers and a dealer near you. Based on IHS Market CYE 2010 to 2020 new vehicle retail registrations in the state of Iowa.
There's so much to do in downtown Des Moines. Why waste your time commuting when you come to visit? The Hampton Inn downtown sits right next to the Des Moines River at 120 Water Street and just 2 blocks north of Principal Park, 2 blocks south of the Court Avenue Entertainment District, and a short walk from the East Village. Stay in a great room with free Wi-Fi and breakfast during your stay. Don't sit on the sidelines. Call 515-244-1650 to book a room at the Hampton Inn downtown and be part of the action in downtown Des Moines.
Tournament Club of Iowa is the only Arnold Palmer signature design course in the state of Iowa. The course is challenging, yet appealing to a wide cross-section of golfers. The course winds through hills, dramatic bluffs, and timberland surrounding beautiful Big Creek and 2 major lakes. The spectacular surroundings have led to Tournament Club of Iowa's consistently high ratings from Golf Digest and Golf Magazine and the title of top public golf course in Iowa numerous times. Managed by Kaler Golf, Tournament Club of Iowa is a pure golf experience. Go to tcofiowa.com. To reserve your tee time today.
Your beacon, Iowa's Hope,
940.
It's all about love.
All right, Bombers and St. Bitters pitching game, first one of the night. Kirby Castro making his first appearance as an Iowa Cub. So Castro in, Wyatt Short out. Short 5 innings, 2 hits, no runs, 5 Ks, and 2 walks. And Wyatt Short at 2 starts. That is 10 innings pitch and no earned runs. Pretty good. So Kirby Castro in. 6 foot, 185-pound righty, 23 years old from Maracay, Venezuela. He was claimed off of waivers by the Cubs from the Giants 3 weeks ago. Spent some time up in the big leagues. And now here with Iowa. Here's Brian Rocchio, right on left of the pitch. Swinging a pop-up. Shallow left field. Coming in long run, Canario. When he leaps, he makes the catch. He snow-coned it. First of all, Vasquez and Canario nearly collided. Second of all, didn't use two hands and nearly went in and out of his glove. So one up, one down, one pitch here for Kirby Castro. Bring up Bo Naylor. Right on left. And the pitch to Naylor. It's outside corner for a strike. 93 miles per hour. Count 1-1. So remember, iCubs right now have some players up in Toronto. Pitch it's inside quarter for a strike. Count 1-2. Cubs playing the Blue Jays and some big league Cubs on the ineligible list because of their vaccination status. Jeremiah Estrada and Brendan Little up. Pitch misses up high. Count 1-2. And expanded rosters in the big leagues start on September 30th. Which I believe is in, what, 2 days? 1-2. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. Strikes out Bo Naylor. Drop third strike. Throw down a first. It gets Naylor. That's 2 up, 2 down for Kirby Castro. Bring up Gabriel Arias. This day in baseball history brought to you by Humana. Humana, Freeman Care meets healthcare. Hack Wilson, home runs number 45 and 46. Cubs beat the Cardinals 15-3 at Wrigley. That was in 1930. Number 54 of the year for Sammy Sosa in 1998. This day in baseball history. Pitch misses low. All right, Jake Arrieta, no-no. First career no-hitter, 2-0 over the Dodgers. This day in baseball history, 2015. 1-0. It's outside. Count 2-0. And 2020, for the first time in baseball history, each member of the team starting outfield homered twice in the same game. It was the Cubs. Ian Happ, Kyle Schwarber, Jason Hayward. Pitch popped up. Right side fouling out of play. Up 2-1. So Schwarber, 2 homers. Happ, 2 homers. Hayward, 2 homers. 6 homers between the 3 starting outfielders. All of them homered twice. 2-1. This is low and outside. Out 3-1. Columbus. No runs on just 2 hits tonight. Backups. 3 runs on 5 hits. All runs coming in the first. Kirby Castro, 3-1. Check swing and an outside fastball. Did not go around. Arias walks. To our base runner in the 6th. It'll bring up George Valera. Well, Columbus, 21 games over 500. They were, however, shut out on Friday. Shut out by Buffalo 6-0. Prior to that, shut out against Toledo on August 17th. And prior to that, shut out on August 10th against St. Paul. Pitch. It's outside quarter for a strike. Count 1-1. So shut out 6-0, 4-0, 2-0. The last 3 weeks, pitch. Breaking ball misses low. One ball, one strike. At one point, they won 8 straight from July 31st to August 9th. 1 game against Louisville, 6 against Rochester, 1 against St. Paul. 1-1. Misses outside. Count 2-1. prior to those shutouts, last time that they were shut out was on May 24th. Been a bit. 2-1. Chopper hit to second. Backhand of Levi Jordan. Shuffles to second, and it ends the inning. Nice job, Kirby and Castro. Inning scoreless. No runs, no hits, no errors. One man left on base. All right, we'll go to the 7th. 3-0 Iowa leads on the Iowa Cubs Radio Network.
At a cooperative like Tobacco Credit Union, you're not just a member, you're an owner. Active participation not only powers the credit union, but promotes financial well-being through education, better rates, fewer fees, and thank yous. A special member benefit that thanks you in participation dividends for saving, borrowing, and planning for your financial future. Since 2016, Tobacco members have shared millions of dollars in thank yous. Get the details and learn how to earn at tobacco.com/thank yous. Requires credit union membership and thank yous program eligibility. Tobacco is federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Haven't been able to travel to visit family in a while? Need a break? While we can't fulfill all your travel dreams, we can help. Units of Central Iowa is celebrating their grand opening. And if you donate to DMARC Food Pantry, we will be raffling off a travel voucher for $500 toward your dream trip. That's a win-win for you. Donating to DMARC will help families in need and, if you're the winner, can help you get to see your family or maybe just help you take a much-needed break. So join Units of Central Iowa and donate to DMARC, and you can win $500 to help you purchase the trip you need.
Hi, this is a message from your body about vaping. So you think vaping can help you quit smoking? Well, most vape pods contain nicotine, making it addictive like cigarettes. So you're just trading one addiction for another. And it still has toxic chemicals that can cause chronic lung disease and more. Don't we deserve better? If you want free help quitting tobacco, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW or visit quitlineiowa.org. Make the switch to quitting, not vaping. Brought to you by the Iowa Department of Public Health.
Broadcasting from the heart of downtown Des Moines, reaching from Waterloo to Winterset, Iowa's Hope 940 is KPSZ Des Moines, a Des Moines Radio Group station.
Top half of the 7th inning, Iowa leads 3-0 in this one. Ciso Crook, John Ix, Brennan Davis, fairway meet of the order will lead things off against Kirk McCarty. Left on right of the pitch, swing and a miss, strike one. Crook, walk, two strikeouts, pitch, swing and a miss, strike two. 11 strikeouts for Columbus pitching, 9 by Connor Pilkington, and 2 here from Kirk McCarty. Iowa still leads 3-0. Fortunately, they've had their chances. They've stranded 11. No balls, two strikes. McCarty delivers. Check swing at a breaking ball in the dirt. Doesn't go around. One ball, two strikes. Wide short, 5 scoreless. Kirvin Castro. Inning scoreless so far. No action in the Iowa bullpen. Pitch just misses inside, might have been a tick high as well. Two balls, two strikes. Left on right, kick in the pitch from McCarty. Outside corner, it's a called third strike. Crook didn't like it. That might have been a tick low, and I think that's what Crook said. Ciso Crook strikes out for his third time. We'll bring up John Hicks. So look at the strikeouts. Darius O once, David Bodie twice, Michael Hermosillo once, and Ciso Crook 3 times, Hicks twice, Luis Vasquez twice, Levi Jordan once. Left on right of the pitch. It's up high. One ball, no strikes. Hicks, 2-run single off the center field wall. Pitch misses outside. Count 2-0. You say, how? It looked like a ball that was going to be caught. It kept on traveling and traveling. Well, Brennan leapt. Couldn't make the catch. It hit off the center field wall. 2 runs scored. Narciso Crook was at third. Pitch swing and a miss. Healthy hack by John Hicks. Count 2-1. Hicks, 824 OPS. And the pitch, miss up high, count 3-1. Now, there are some balls that he's hit out this year that look like they're hit off the end of the bat. You think, how did they get out? Happened a couple times at Principal Park last series, but just so much brute power and strength. 3-1. Jan foul, out of play behind home plate. 3 balls and 1 strike. It is perfect. Here in Columbus, Ohio tonight. Tough to beat. Dime Dogs. High Cubs leading. Pitch. Sky high left field. Not very deep. Ari is in towards the line. Back pedals. One step makes the catch. So up two down here in the seventh. And it'll bring up Brennan Davis. Brennan's had a productive night. Hit by pitch, a walk. Left on right of the pitch. Brennan swings and misses at a breaking ball. Count the 1-1. Also fly out to deep left field. So for one, he's been on base twice. Pitch, crush to left. Heading back, Aris at the wall. It is good! Brennan Davis is back. Third home run of the year with Iowa and first since May 1st. Brennan Davis, touch them all. Bye-bye. It is 4-0 Iowa here in the seventh. He did it. Good to have him back. Pitch, and it hits the outside corner for a strike. Count 1-1. Brennan's back, baby. Pitch misses up high. 1 ball and 1 strike. One-one. It's outside. No, it's the outside corner for a strike. One ball, 2 strikes, and the pitch. So we get a chopper foul, left side. One ball, 2 strikes. Pitch, this is low. Brennan Davis, great to see. Two balls, 2 strikes. Canario steps in and out of the batter's box. Ooh, that is just great to see. Gotta love it. Pitch. Canario sends a drive to left. Arias ranges towards the line, sinking line drive, and he makes the catch and end the inning. Brennan Davis with the solo homer. One run, one hit, no errors, nobody left on base. Iowa leads 4-0 right here on the Iowa Cubs Radio Network.
It feels good having someone on your side to care for, be there for life's twists and turns that it has in store. 'Cause it's the little moments where we show how much we care, and with so much to protect each day, Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
The diamond shine brighter with more receive. More receive, fine jewelry.
Sometimes you hear people talk about going out of their way to help you. Well, I'm Vince Morrissey from Morrissey Fine Jewelry, and I like to make one thing very clear. Helping you is never out of our way at Morrissey's. It's just the way we do business. We'll do whatever it takes to take care of you. Stop in and see us. Morrissey Fine Jewelry, 235 5th Street in Valley Junction, West Des Moines.
Is your insurance company easy to deal with? Thousands of independent insurance agents rank West Bend at the top when it comes to ease of doing business. That's because we step up when you need us. We do the right thing. With your agent's knowledge and experience and West Bend's commitment to providing innovative products and services, we can offer our policyholders the best in home, auto, and business insurance. West Bend, the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com.
Your Beacon, Iowa's Hope 940.
Nothing I-Cubs lead. We are in the bottom of the seventh inning. Again, home run, Brennan Davis. Really, really nice to see. Right on left of the pitch. Take it down the middle for a strike, Kirby Castro. Count of 1-1. So Brennan, his third home run with Iowa. Pitch, inside corner called strike. No balls, two strikes. Iowa one call, home run call. Call 811 before you dig. And always know what's below. Pitch, swing and a miss. Strike three. Owen Jones down on strikes, one away. He'll bring up Ernie Clement. Brennan Davis with the bomb. How about that? Pitcher to misses outside. One ball, no strikes. Again, Iowa, four runs, six hits, no errors. Columbus, no runs, two hits, one error. Pitch, misses outside. And I think the error for Columbus, I'm not sure that should have been an error. It was borderline. Ball hit well down the left field line. Pitch. Sort of check swing, he went around, it's a strike. Got 1-1. Pitch. Now back at the screen behind home plate. One ball, two strikes. The I-Cubs get a win here in Columbus. They really struggled against the Clippers. Last time the two teams played against each other in June. Pitch. This is well outside. Three balls and two strikes. I think Wilson Contreras also homered for the Cubs. So Contreras homers for the Cubs. And Brennan Davis homers for the I-Cubs. Pitch popped up. Right side. By Jordan. Infield dirt. Back pedals, he makes the catch, two away. Nice shot by Kirby Castro. Two up, two down here in the seventh. Bring up David Fry. David Fry steps in from the right side. First pitch taken down the middle for a strike. Balls, one strike, and the pitch. Liner into right field. It's a base hit. He slices into right field. That's a nice job. David Fry, single, and that's the first hit for Columbus since the second inning. Oh, that's two. Bring up Trenton Brooks. Steps in from the left side, and the pitch. Ground ball hit to first. Lunging play, Levi Jordan from his belt. Fires over to first. Ball goes down the first baseline. Backhanded by John Hicks. Rolls behind home plate, and that'll advance the runners. Great play by Levi Jordan just to get to that one. Tried to throw it back to first with Crook covering from the outfield grass. Crook with the stretch ball went down the right field line. So it'll be an infield single. With the throwing error, E4. And just like that, the potential game-tying run at the plate. Here's Will Brennan. crowd loves that one. And that'll bring a meeting at the mound. Nothing Iowa leads. I said it was a potential game tying run. It's not, because the Ockets are up by four, not three. Runners at second and third. Will brighten up. And the pitch. Taking just a little bit outside. One ball, no strikes, and the pitch. Inside out line drive down the left field line. One ball, one strike. And the pitch. Brennan takes a changeup up high. Two balls and one strike. Ockets try to hold on to their lead, hold on to their shutout. And the pitch. Now back at the screen behind home plate. Castro battling here. 30 pitches, 18 strikes, 12 balls. And the pitch. It's up high. Count 3-2. So full count, two outs. Runners at second and third. And the pitch. Misses inside, ball four. And now the potential game tying run at the plate. Ryan Rocchio. It's a meeting at the mound. There is action in the Iowa bullpen. Right-handed pitcher warming up. Looks like that is Dakota Mekas. Looking at manager Marty Peavy, third base dugout. Doesn't appear that he's on the front step. Right now, Levi Jordan and Narciso Crook are consoling themselves. It was a near web gem. Now Marty Peavy comes out. And now, about 99% sure, well, the Plumbers and Steam Fitters pitching change. And we will. Bases loaded, two outs here in the seventh. 4-0 Iowa leads. Bases loaded for Columbus. New pitcher coming in for Iowa right here on the Iowa Cubs Radio Network.
At a cooperative like Tobacco Credit Union, you're not just a member, you're an owner. Active participation not only powers the credit union, but promotes financial well-being through education, better rates, fewer fees, and thank yous. A special member benefit that thanks you in participation dividends for saving, borrowing, and planning for your financial future. Since 2016, Tobacco members have shared millions of dollars in thank yous. Get the details and learn how to earn at tobacco.com/thank yous. Requires credit union membership and thank yous program eligibility. Tobacco is federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
They say one great thing leads to another. And that's especially true when you visit a Great Clips salon. When you sit down for a haircut with the skilled and friendly stylist at one of our thousands of convenient Great Clips locations, they'll not only make your hair look great, they'll make you feel great too. And that's something you can't help but share with the world. Download our online check-in app today and opt in to get a ready next text when you're up next. Great Clips. It's going to be great.
Listen up, Iowa Cubs fans. You can now watch Cubs games without cable on Marquee Sports Network with FuboTV. Start watching today with a free 7-day trial with no contract. You can cancel anytime. You'll get live Cubs games plus over 100 top channels all live, including ESPN, Fox, NBC, ABC, and more. And you'll even get local news. Visit FuboTV.com and try for free. That's FuboTV.com and try it for free today.
Iowa's Hope 940.
Plumbers and Seafitters pitching change. 4-0 Iowa leads. Columbus has the bases loaded here in the bottom of the seventh. Dakota Mekas in, gets the lefty Brian Rocchio. Right on left of the pitch. Rocchio takes a fastball in the outside corner for a strike. The ball's in one strike. Mekas 6-7 righty. Big spot. No balls, one strike. Two outs, bags full. Pitch popped up behind home plate. Foul it out of play. Count of a two. So Mekas comes in quickly, gets ahead 0-2. Four runs for the I-Cubs. Three in the first. One in the seventh on a Brennan Davis solo homer. 0-2 delivery. Popped up left side, fouling out of play. And Rocchio stays alive. The ball's two strikes. And a pitch. So we get a spinner foul left side. The ball's two strikes. Wilson Contreras homered, solo shot off of Kevin Gausman, and about a minute later, Brennan Davis homered. Kirk McCarty, 0-2 pitch, ground ball hit right down the first base side, it's bobbled by Hicks, bounces behind him and everybody's safe. How did that happen? Did he call it a foul ball? He called that a foul ball? He called it a foul ball. It was immediately called a foul ball by home plate umpire Lou Williams. Yep, foul ball. Right on top of the line. Oh, the first base dugout is barking. They are barking. But to Lou Williams' credit, he immediately called it a foul ball. And now bases remain loaded. 0-2, miss up high. Count 1-2. Mekas, 1-2 pitch. This is low, count 2-2. Nice at bat here from Brian Rocchio. 21-year-old shortstop. Balls, two strikes. And the pitch. This is up high. Count 3-2. And now runners, all three of them, will be off on the pitch. 3-2 count, two outs, bottom seven. Fry at third, Brooks at second, Brennan at first. You can hear the crowd. They are not tired from all the hot dogs. Here's the pitch. Swing and a drive deep down the left field line. It'll turn foul and it'll go out of play. You can feel the tension here. It is quite palpable. Mekas. Payoff. Foul back at the screen behind home plate. This is quite a battle. Mekas and Brian Rocchio. We'll do it again. Count 3-2. 4-0 Iowa leads. Rocchio with two AAA home runs. 3-2. Swing and a drive deep to right field. Heading back, Hermosillo at the wall. Jumps up, crashes into the wall. What a catch by Hermo. It ends the inning. Just got it off the end of the bat. Mekas with a fist flump and a hand clap. That's a scoreless inning. The I-Cup shutout is alive. No runs, a hit, no errors. And three men left on base. Go to the eighth. 4-0 Iowa right here on the Iowa Cubs Radio Network.
When you come down to Principal Park, make sure to get your true taste of Iowa from Stew's Barbecue. Don't worry, you can still get the Stew staples like fresh squeezed lemonade from the lemonade stand and your usual favorite barbecue right behind home plate. However, you can now enjoy the Stew's Barbecue State Fair snack stand down the third baseline, where you can chow down on new items like fresh dipped corn dogs, cheese curds, and pulled pork grilled cheeses. Yum! Stew's Barbecue, located at Principal Park, Wells Fargo Arena and Merle Hay Mall. At Stew's, we sell more than great barbecue. We sell fun.
Best tailgate? It's gotta be burgers.
And an ice cold Coke.
Real football. Y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings.
Dude, subs.
Nah, hot dog.
No, Dodger dog.
I'll drink to that. Pass me a Coke.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Mac and cheese.
No. Seven layer dip.
Ribs. No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day? Race day.
Calls for Coke. You know it.
It's tailgate 101.
TMG Management offers exceptional apartment living at multiple great locations around Des Moines. Whether it's Civic Center Court downtown, Old Main Apartments near Drake University, or Crown Point and Westbrook Apartments in West Des Moines, you'll find a great apartment with a tranquil residential atmosphere to come home to. All of their properties offer superior and professional on-site management and energy-efficient apartment homes built with your needs in mind. Let TMG Management help you round third and head for home at one of their great properties. Find out more at TMG Management.
Iowa's Hope 940.
Iowa leads 4-0, top half of the eighth inning. Got out of a bases loaded jam in the seventh. Really nicely done by Dakota Mekas and Michael Hermosillo. Here for the I-Cubs in the eighth, Levi Jordan, Luis Vasquez, and Darius Hill to start things off. Brennan Davis a homer. John Hicks a two-run single. And Alexander Canary with a sack fly. That's the scoring so far. Pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike one. I love that Brennan homer in his first game back. Gotta love it. Love to see it. Pitch misses low. One ball, one strike. Levi Jordan, 1-for-3 tonight. Pitch. Outside corner called strike. Count 1-1. Gonna count 1-2. Kirk McCarty, 46 pitches, 32 strikes, 14 balls. Second pitcher here for Columbus. Pitch. Now back at the screen behind home plate. Count 1-2. Connor Pilkington went the first four. Kirk McCarty's been in since the fourth inning. Since the fifth inning. Pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Levi strikes out swinging. That's the second time he's struck out tonight. One away here in the eighth. Bring up Luis Vasquez. Iowa struck out 13 times tonight. Hill once, Bodie twice, Hermosillo once, Crook three times, Hicks twice, Jordan twice, Vasquez twice. Pitch misses up high. One ball, no strikes. No strikeouts for Brennan Davis or Alexander Canario. Pitch taken down the middle for a strike. Count 1-1, you like to see that. No Matt Mervis in the lineup either for Iowa. One ball, one strike of the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. There's some options to get Brennan in the lineup, get Canario in the lineup, get Hermosillo in the lineup, Hill in the lineup, and Mervis in the lineup. You just have to be a little bit creative. And manager Marty Peavy is doing a great job at that. But it's going to get more and more difficult. Unless somebody gets called up to the big leagues, which Hermosillo looks healthy. Pitch. Sky deep to right field. Heading back, George Valera towards the corner, and he makes the catch. Two up, two down here in the eighth. That'll bring up Darius Sill. Darius steps in from the left side. So far tonight, he's 1-for-3. Single, walk, 2 runs scored. Pitch misses up high. Get that 1 run scored. A ball, no strikes. McCarty delivers. It's outside. Up 2-0. Two up. Now back at the screen behind home plate. Out 2-1. First game we had here last year. High Cubs hit 3 home runs. Columbus hit 4 home runs. Tonight just 1 home run. It was by Brennan Davis. 2-1. Swing and a miss and a high fastball. Rare chase for Darius Hill. Pitch. It's outside. Three balls and 2 strikes. Kick and the pitch. Swinging a miss, strike 3. Nice breaking ball. It's Darius Hill swinging that strikeout number 14 tonight for the Columbus pitching staff. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. And we will go to the bottom of the eighth. It is 4-0 Iowa right here on the Iowa Cubs Radio Network.
Whether it's a Friday night or the 4th of July celebration, Iowa Cubs fans truly love the great fireworks shows at Principal Park each and every season. J&M Displays is a longtime provider of all Iowa Cubs fireworks shows. J&M Displays is ready to help with any event or celebration you have in mind. Their experienced team of expert pyrotechnicians are creative and highly trained to make your event one that will never be forgotten for fireworks and special effects. Call on J&M Displays, one of the largest suppliers in the Midwest. Go to jandmdisplays.com for more information.
At a cooperative like Tobacco Credit Union, you're not just a member, you're an owner. Active participation not only powers the credit union, but promotes financial well-being through education, better rates, fewer fees, and thank yous. A special member benefit that thanks you in participation dividends for saving, borrowing, and planning for your financial future. Since 2016, Tobacco members have shared millions of dollars in thank yous. Get the details and learn how to earn at tobacco.com/thank yous. Requires credit union membership and thank yous program eligibility. Tobacco is federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Cubs fans, when it comes to fresh food that's made to order and ready in no time, no one hits the sweet spot like Come and Go. So whether you'll pitch for the new brisket breakfast burrito or swing for the Fork Trio Stacker Sandwich, just grab your exclusive buy one, get one free coupon on the way out and try Come and Go's fresh new menu. Come and Go, a fresh perspective.
Your beacon, Iowa's Hope, 940. It's all about love.
Eighth inning here at Huntington Park. Iowa leads 4-0. And here is Bo Naylor to start things off at the bottom of the eighth. Dakota Mekas, and Mekas tried to follow through on the pitch. He falls, fires the first pitch low, count 1-0. And hopefully Dakota's okay. Just kind of tripped and fell. 1-0. This outside. 2 balls and no strikes. Remember, Columbus had the bases loaded in the seventh. Did not score. 2-0. Take it at the knees for a strike. Two balls and 1 strike. Kick and the pitch. Changeup perfectly placed. Outside corner called strike. Two balls and 2 strikes. Mekas delivers. Back at the screen behind home plate, fastball at 94. Out to a 2. 4-0 I-Cubs lead. And again, Brennan Davis, solo homer. John Hicks, two-run single. Alexander Gennario, a sack fly pitch. Hold out to right field. Going back, Michael Hermosillo makes the catch at the warning track. Hard hit ball by Bo Naylor. Nothing to show for it. Here's Gabriel Arias. Night here in Columbus. I-Cubs leading 4-0. Game one of this 12-game road trip. Six games in Columbus and six games in Jacksonville. Pitch to Arias. Take it right down Main Street for a strike. Fastball at 94. The velocity's gone up for Dakota. Looks pretty good. The balls in one strike. And the pitch. Ground ball, left side foul. Pulled it down the left field line. Count of a two. No balls, two strikes. Arias steps out of the batter's box. Columbus with four total hits tonight. This is an offense that ranks top five in the International League in virtually every category. 0-2. This is up high. All two strikes, and a pitch. Fastball just misses outside. Looked like a perfectly placed 94-mile-per-hour fastball. Just missed the outside edge. Out 2-2. Here's the pitch. Jam shot, shallow right. Hermosillo, long run. Slides. He made the catch. What a play by Michael Hermosillo. By the foul line, down the right field line. He's made a couple of those today. That is our catch Des Moines catch of the game. S's are silent. City is buzzing. Visit catchdesmoines.com for all information regarding all the fun stuff happening in Des Moines. The end of this summer, beginning of the fall. What a play by Hermo. Two away. Here's George Valera. First pitch taken at the knees for a strike. Count 0-1. Hermo with a double, run scored, couple plays in right. That will certainly play. Pitch, miss outside. What a grab, just goes into a full slide. Pitch, down the middle for a strike. Out 1-2, Dakota Mackus striking it out away from a 1-2-3 inning. He looks to be in quite a rhythm right now. 1-2. Swinging a pop-up, left side fouling out of play into the parking lot. One ball, two strikes. Mackus, chin high set, delivers. Fastball misses upstairs. Two balls and two strikes. Right on left of the pitch. Swing and a missed strike three. 95 from Mekas. Blew it by Valera. 1-2-3 inning for Mekas and the I-Cubs defense. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. Go to the top of the ninth inning. You're through eight here at Huntington Park. I-Cubs leading 4-0 right here on the Iowa Cubs Radio Network.
Centrally located on the north side of Des Moines with easy access to I-35 and I-80. Woodland Hills Golf Course is just minutes away from anywhere in the metro area. The 18-hole regulation course is perfect for golfers of all skill levels. The Executive 9 Golf Course offers 7 par 3s and 2 par 4s that will test every club in your bag. And the entire round can be completed in as little as 1 hour. Rounding out the practice experience is a practice pitching green and putting green. Stop in the clubhouse for snacks, beverages, and everything for the game. For more information or to schedule your event, please call 515-289-3000 1326 or visit golfwoodlandhills.com. Go I-Cubs.
If you are looking for an apartment home, you're welcome at The Parker at 7th, a landmark building overlooking downtown Des Moines. Our residents live the life they want in a city they love. This high-rise apartment community is in a pedestrian-friendly area of downtown, just blocks from the Riverwalk. Shops, nightlife, employers, green space, and Iowa Cubs baseball. The excitement of living at The Parker makes it a top choice for apartment living in downtown Des Moines. To schedule a tour visit, go to theparkerat7th.com and mention Cubby for a home run special.
Listen up, Iowa Cubs fans. You can now watch Cubs games without cable on Marquee Sports Network with Fubo TV. Start watching today with a free 7-day trial with no contract. You can cancel anytime. You'll get live Cubs games plus over 100 top channels all live, including ESPN, Fox, NBC, ABC, and more. And you'll even get local news. Visit FuboTV.com and try for free. That's FuboTV.com and try it for free today.
Iowa's Hope 940.
Spread the love.
Top half of the ninth inning. 2-3-4 due up for the Iacobs. Bodie, Hermosillo, and Crook. The Iacobs lead by a score of 4-0. First pitch, and if this is outside, count 1-0. New pitcher here for the Clippers, Ian Hamilton. We've seen a bunch, just not with Columbus. He previously pitched for St. Paul. Pitch inside corner, called strike. Count 1-1. He was picked up after the trade deadline. Claimed off of waivers. Hard throwing righty. One ball, one strike. Hamilton to Bodie in the pitch. This is up high. Fastball, 94. We've seen him at 97 to 98. Two balls, one strike. And the pitch. This is inside. Count 3-1. Three balls and one strike. Here's the pitch to Bodie. Popped up, foul ball, right side. Now 3-2. Bodie, 1-for-4, single, stolen base, 2 Ks. Iacobs has struck out 14 times tonight, yet lead 4-0. And the pitch. Bodie takes a breaking ball up high, ball 4. Leadoff walk here in the ninth. That'll bring up Michael Hermosillo. It's Hermosillo, Crook, Hicks, and Brennan Davis. Brennan, who's already homered once tonight. And Hermosillo double to center. Right on right. And the pitch. This is up and in. Count 1-0. One ball, no strikes in the pitch. Ground ball hit to third. Fry came in. Ball went foul. One ball, one strike. Hermosillo 1-for-3 tonight. Walk, double. One strikeout, one flyout. A couple really nice plays in the outfield. 1-1. Hermo swings and misses at a hard slider. Count 1-2. Iacobs leading 4-0 in this one. Steps in and out of the batter's box. Right on right. Hamilton taking his time at the pitch. Fastball just misses inside. Crown wanted that one. I think Hamilton wanted that one, and I can understand why. It's pretty close. Two balls and two strikes. Hamilton delivers. Swing and a miss. Strike three and a hard slider. It's a good pitch. One away. Bring up Narciso Crook. Due up for Columbus in the ninth. It's Nolan Jones, Ernie Clement, and David Fry. Here's Narciso Crook right on right. Here's the pitch. This is inside. One ball, no strikes. Crook. Walk, run, scored, strikeout, strikeout, strikeout. Last one looked a little bit borderline. 1-0 pitch. Crook sends a high chopper to short. Go to Biroccio, bobbles it, fires over to first. It's not in time. So it's an E6. Don't think it would have been a double play. At least would have gotten a lead runner at second. Runners at first and second, one out, and here's John Hicks. Second error of the night for Columbus. We've seen three errors in total tonight. One from Iowa, two from the Clippers. Iacob's leading 4-0, looking for more. Here's Hicks. Runners at first and second. Bodie at second, Crook at first. Right on right of the pitch. Hicks takes a fastball. Side corner called strike. Cubs, Blue Jays, tie game, 1-1. Wilson Contreras homer, Vladimir Guerrero Jr. drives in the game tying run for Toronto. Pitch, swing and a miss. Actually swing and a tip foul. Back to the screen behind home plate. Didn't think he made contact, but guess he did. Bodie at second, Crook at first. Backups, four runs, six hits in this one. Pitch. Foul off the front foot of Hicks. John Hicks with a two-run single in the first inning. Zach Fly, Alexander Canario, solo homer, Brennan Davis. No balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch. Just misses inside. Fastball at 95 from Hamilton. It might have been just a tick low, a tick inside. Two-two count. It steps in and out of the batter's box. Tomorrow's game, same time, same place. 6:15 Eastern time, 5:15 Central time. Iacob's leading 4-0 in this one. Top nine of the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Hicks down on strikes. And that is the 16th time the Iacob's have gone down on strikes tonight. Two away. That'll bring up Brennan Davis. And Brennan Davis is not one of those strikeout victims. Cubs most they've struck out in a game is 17 times this year. Happened in May. Here's Brennan. Right on right of the pitch. Brennan chops that one foul behind home plate. Down 0-1. Brennan so far tonight, hit by pitch, walk, solo homer. Pulled it down the left field line over the left field wall. Into the left field bleachers. Brennan wearing number 6, close stance, right side. 4-0 Iowa leads, runners at first and second. What can Brennan do in his fifth at bat tonight? 0-1. Brennan chops it, third base side foul. Follow a 2. It's the third at-bat tonight that Brennan's gone down 0-2. One, he worked to a walk. Another, he got hit by a pitch. 0-2. This is low. Count 1-2. Just looks a little bit more balanced than before he was here. When he was here, month of April, I get it was cold and just trying to get into a rhythm. But he looks more balanced. His tracking pitch is better. Looks more comfortable. One ball, two strikes. Hamilton delivers. Line drive, foul ball, right side out of play. Inside fastball, 94 off the hands, and he pushed it down the first base side into the right field seats. Foul. 1-2 count. Right on right of the pitch. Misses outside. He holds up. Doesn't swing. Out to a 2. Brennan steps in and out of the batter's box. Ask Brennan how he was feeling. He said, you know what? For August, I feel okay. This is 3 months after surgery. So impressive that he's back in a uniform, back here, and homering in his first game. 2-2. Cue shot, hit to first. Brooks picks it up, underhands the first. No, actually takes it there himself. Retires Brennan to end the inning. No runs, no hits, one error. Two men left on base. Icaps have stranded 14 tonight through 8. They lead 4-0. We'll go to the bottom of the ninth right here on the Iowa Cubs Radio Network.
When it comes to being on budget, I lead the charge. Because at Floor & Decor, I can shop rock-bottom prices on top-quality products. So, no more chasing sales. Plus, with free in-store design services, I score expert advice and project planning. Not like free with purchase, either. Like, free. Take it from me. When it comes to finding the perfect flooring at the perfect price, a trip to Floor & Decor is always time well spent.
Explore Floor & Decor in person or online at flooranddecor.com.
Want something to keep the kids entertained during the summer? Look no further. A Cubby's Kids Club membership is perfect. For only $20, sign up your child 13 years or younger and receive 16 game vouchers good on any Sunday home game, 12 treat vouchers, a Cubby's Kids Club t-shirt, and a Cubby's Kids Club membership card. Members also will have the opportunity this year to participate in an exclusive on-field batting practice session later in the summer. For more information to sign up for the Kids Club online, visit the Fan Zone section at iowacubs.com.
Cubs fans, when it comes to fresh food that's made to order and ready in no time, no one hits the sweet spot like Come and Go. So whether you'll pitch for the new brisket breakfast burrito or swing for the Fork Trio Stacker Sandwich, just grab your exclusive buy one, get one free coupon on the way out and try Come and Go's fresh new menu. Come and Go, a fresh perspective.
I always hope 940.
Spread the love.
All right, Plumbers at St. Peter's pitching change. We are in the bottom of the ninth. Iowa leads 4-0. Nicholas Padilla in, and we have a couple defensive substitutions. Michael Hermosillo out of the game. Here a major league rehab, and he has gotten a night's work. A couple really nice catches in right. Narciso Crook to right from first, and Matt Mervis in at first. 4-0 iCubs lead. It'll be Nicholas Padilla, the new pitcher for the iCubs. We'll see Nolan Jones, Ernie Clement, and David Fry here to start things off. Right on left. Here's the first pitch. Take it down the middle for a strike. Count of 1-1. Ball's one strike. Here's the pitch. This is inside. Nearly hit him. Nicholas Padilla had an outing up in the big leagues. Part of a 27th man for a doubleheader. Made his big league debut against the Cardinals. 1-1 pitch. Swinging a tip. Right in front of home plate. It's picked up by Hicks. Fires to first and gets Nolan Jones. That's the third time that's happened tonight. Ball hit about 3 feet. One away here in the ninth. Columbus down to their final 2 outs. Will bring up Ernie Clement. So Iowa, this season, had a fair amount of shutouts. In fact, they've had 6 of them. Last one came at Indianapolis. First pitch inside corner called strike out, 1-1. A 3-0 win on August 18th. Padilla, 0-1. Curveball misses up high. One ball and one strike. Four runs, six hits, one error for the I-Cubs. And the Clippers, no runs, four hits, and two errors. Pitch is outside. Up 2-1. All right, Christopher Morel. Go-ahead solo homer off of Kevin Gausman in the sixth. Cubs 2, Blue Jays 1. 2-1. Line drive, center field, long run, Darius Hill can't get to it. Ball's in for a base hit, one hops to him. And it's a one-out single for Ernie Clement. Will bring up David Fry. Bring up David Fry. So David Fry steps in from the right side. He's singled to right. His last at bat. Bottom nine, one out, 4-0, Iowa leads. And the pitch. Curveball misses outside, count 1-0. Iowa looking for the win in game one of a six-game series, game one of a 12-game road trip. Iowa this year on the road, they're 13 games under 500. It's been a struggle, the pitch. Miss outside. Out 2-0. Backup starting pitcher tomorrow is TBA, to be announced. Not a lot of those this year, TBA or TBD, the Cousins pitch. Outside corner called strike. Out 2-1. Thursday, tentatively Hayden Wesneski. Matt Swarmer on Friday, Caleb Killian on Saturday. Pitch fouled right side, right back at the screen. Out 2-2. Wyatt short tonight. Five innings, no runs. In line for his first win as a starter. 2-2. Popped up. Right side. It goes into the seats, fouling out of play. Out 2-2. So short. Five scoreless innings. Kirby and Castro, Dakota Mekas, and now Nicholas Padilla. 2-2. Ground ball, hit to third. Bodie in, only play is the first, and he gets David Fry. 5-3 put out, two away. And just like that, Columbus down to their final out. Here's Trenton Brooks. One of the better games the I-Cubs have played this season. Three runs in the first. Brendan Davis a home run in his return to the I-Cubs. 4-0 lead. Two outs, bottom nine. Right on left, pitch to Brooks. Take it down the middle for a strike. Count 1-1. Padilla. Delivers. We get a tip foul behind home plate. Count 0-2, and just like that, not only are the Clippers down to their final out, but Nicholas Padilla has Trenton Brooks down to his final strike. 4-0 Iowa leads, bottom nine, two outs. Runner on second, no balls, two strikes, setting the scene. Padilla, glove by his belt, gets his sign. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Just misses inside. 0-1-2. One, two, count. Padilla. It's back at second. From the belt. Fires. Fastball misses outside. Balls, two strikes, and the pitch. Breaky ball misses low. Full count, two outs. Padilla. Payoff. Just misses outside, ball four. Game continues. Brigham meeting at the mound. Beautiful night here in Columbus. Icubs leading 4-0. Again, Columbus down to their final out. But this is an offense that they thrive in two-out hitting clutch situations. One of the best hitting teams in the International League. Icubs have some action in their bullpen. It is Ben Leeper warming up, I believe. Spot that red glove. A mile away. Pitch. Side corner called strike. The ball's in one strike. Runners at first and second. 4-0 Iowa leads. Bottom nine, two outs. Here's the pitch. This is low. Count 1-1. It'll be a 21 pitches, 11 strikes, 10 balls. A single and a walk allowed. Ball one strike. Padilla delivers. Swing and a miss. Strike two. And once again, not only Columbus down to the final out, but this time Nicholas Padilla has Will Brennan down to his final strike. Padilla gets his sign. Here's the 1-2. Just misses the outside corner. Looked like he painted that outer edge. Two-two. Swinging a high chopper hit the shore on the back home. Nice play, Vasquez. Long throw to first, and he got him. Shutout complete. And the Icubs spoiled dime dog night here at Huntington Park for the Clippers fans. Final score, Iowa 4, Columbus nothing. Go Cubs go. Icubs win it, their seventh shutout of the year. What a play by Luis Vasquez to end it. Nicely done. All right. Icubs shaking hands in front of the pitcher's mound. Well, that will take a break when we come back. The Instant Property Services post-game show right here on the Iowa Cubs Radio Network.
You've been listening to Iowa Cubs Baseball here on AM 940 KPSG and online at iowacubs.com. Tune in to each game throughout the season, starting with the Lucky Lotus pregame show on the air 20 minutes before the scheduled first pitch. Now, stay tuned for the DSM Property Service post-game show with Alex Cohen coming up next.
The National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum is a place with thousands of stories to be told. It's a place to relive baseball's greatest moments and share them with future generations. It's a place to experience the game and how it has shaped our history. Cooperstown is a destination with something for the entire family. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your trip to the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown at baseballhall.org.
In January 2016, after years of research mastering the art of craft brewing, Mistress Brewing Company was born in Iowa. Named by our wives for our passion for brewing the finest quality craft beers. Now the official Iowa Cubs 2022 Mug Club sponsor. At the bottom of the fifth, try an ice-cold Jackie Brown, an English Brown Ale, Mistress Daisy, an American Ale, Mistress Chiquita, a Strawberry Heffa, or Secondhand Rose, a Strawberry Blonde Ale. At the Iowa Craft Trailer, try Daisy or Secondhand Rose. Mistress Brewing Company. Good beer behaving badly.
Broadcasting from the heart of downtown Des Moines, reaching from Pella to Perry, Iowa's Hope 940 is KPSZ Des Moines, a Des Moines Radio Group station.
It's time for the DSM Property Service postgame show for Iowa Cubs baseball. Stay tuned following every Iowa Cubs game on AM 940 and iowacubs.com for a recap and highlights of the action and a check of the out-of-town scoreboard and action throughout the Chicago Cubs system, as well as a preview of upcoming games. Let's go back out to the ballpark to Alex Cohen for the Extra Innings postgame show.
DSM Property Services postgame show right here on the Iowa Cubs Radio Network. Iowa Cubs, they win it. Final score 4-0. Their seventh shutout of the year. Wyatt Short, the victory, improves to 4-1 on the year. But first as a starter, Wyatt Short, 5 innings, 2 hits, no runs, 5 Ks, and 1 walk. Our EMC Insurance player of the game, though, is Brennan Davis in his first game back with Iowa. Brennan Davis hit by a pitch, a walk, and a solo homer, his third of the year. With the I-Cubs. I-Cubs with the victory, improved to 57-67 on the year and 5-8 against Columbus. And the Clippers, they fall to 71-51 on the year. So the I-Cubs' first game of the 12-game road trip, big victory. They shut out Columbus, final score 4-0. That will take a break. When we come back, recap tonight's scoring here on the DSM Property Services postgame show on the Iowa Cubs Radio Network.
Is this heaven?
No, it's Iowa. The Field of Dreams site is a baseball paradise filled with fertile soil, traditional values, and simple pleasure. Located in Dyersville, Iowa, the century-old family farm with its quaint and oh-so-recognizable house and a baseball diamond outlined by the ambiance of a cornfield still ranks as Iowa's favorite pastime for all ages. Come visit this little piece of heaven on earth, where reality mixes with fantasy and dreams can come true. Tour the Field of Dreams movie site, plan a sleepover in the house, and even play on the same field as Ray Kinsella. Check out fieldofdreamsmoviesite.com. We built it. You should come.
When you come down to Principal Park, make sure to get your true taste of Iowa from Stew's Barbecue. Don't worry, you can still get the Stew's staples like fresh squeezed lemonade from the lemonade stand and your usual favorite barbecue right behind home plate. However, you can now enjoy the Stew's Barbecue State Fair snack stand down the third baseline, where you can chow down on new items like fresh dipped corn dogs, cheese curds, and pulled pork grilled cheeses. Yum! Stew's Barbecue, located at Principal Park, Wells Fargo Arena, and Merle Hay Mall. At Stew's, we sell more than great barbecue. We sell fun.
Your Beacon, Iowa's Hope 940.
Yes, DSM Property Services postgame show right here on the Iowa Cubs Radio Network. I-Cubs, they win it 4-0 tonight. And again, their seventh shutout of the year. Great way to start off a 12-game road trip, 6-game series in Columbus. I-Cubs 4 runs, 6 hits in an error. Columbus no runs, 5 hits and 2 errors. I-Cubs got 75% of their scoring in the first inning. Darius Hill began the inning with a walk. Michael Hermosillo doubled. Put runners at second and third. Narciso Crook walked. Bases loaded, one out. 2-run single, John Hicks. I-Cubs led 2-0. Then later in the inning, Alexander Canario with a sack fly. 3-0 at that point. Only other run came in the seventh. Brennan Davis, solo homer. First game back with Iowa. First homer with the I-Cubs since late April. So Brennan Davis, solo homer, our AFC Insurance player of the game. And the I-Cubs, they lead 4-0 at that point. They win 4-0 at that point. I-Cubs 7 shutout of the year. And again, improved to 57-67 on the year. With the win, they've won 5 out of their last 7 games. All right, we'll take a break. We come back, we'll wrap things up here from Huntington Park, the Iowa Cubs Radio Network.
Want a burger that jumps out at you? Then Zombie Burger and Drink Lab is the place to go. Zombie Burger is the home of the famous
gourmet fashion burger.
A custom three-cut beef blend that's bashed on the grill.
Or a crispy edge that seals in the flavor.
Their more than 25 signature burgers and sandwiches are topped with everything. Guacamole, cheese curds, you name it. Zombie Burger has it. Remember, any burger can be ordered with a vegetarian or vegan patty. Need your zombie fast? Order online at zombieburgerdm.com. Or visit Zombie Burger in downtown Des Moines, just blocks from Principal Park and Jordan Creek Mall. Zombie Burger.
It's a new
if you have a child 13 or younger looking to celebrate their birthday at Principal Park, make sure you sign up for the Birthday Bash Package at an I-Cubs game sponsored by Dairy Queen. Every child at the party is provided with a grandstand ticket, birthday meal voucher, an Iowa Cubs cap, pennant and grand set, and a dilly bar. Plus, you'll get birthday balloons and a birthday sign at your table, public address and photo announcements during the game, and a special Iowa Cubs birthday baseball for the birthday kid. Call 515-243-6111 to reserve your spot for an iCubs birthday party.
Cubs fans, when it comes to fresh food that's made to order and ready in no time, no one hits the sweet spot like Come and Go. So whether you'll pitch for the new brisket breakfast burrito or swing for the Fork Trio Stacker Sandwich, just grab your exclusive buy one, get one free coupon on the way out and try Come and Go's fresh new menu. Come and Go, a fresh perspective.
Iowa's Hope 940.
Spread the love.
DSM Property Services postgame show right here on the Iowa Cubs Radio Network. I-Cubs, they win it tonight, 4-0. Brandon Davis, REMC Insurance Player of the Game. Wyatt Short, he went 5 scoreless. I-Cubs have their 7th shutout of the year, win game 1 of this 12-game road trip. Final score, 1-0. So tomorrow, same time, same place. It'll be a 5:15 Central Time first pitch with a 4:45 pregame show right here on the Iowa Cubs Radio Network. Until then, we'll duck out of here. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the Authority, the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues Incorporated, for the private use of our audience. Any reproduction, rebroadcast, retransmission, or other dissemination or use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of this game without the express written consent of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues Incorporated is prohibited. All right, final score here from Huntington Park. A really nice start for the I-Cubs this series. They win 4-0. Brendan Davis homers. John Hicks, 2-run single. And a shutout for the pitching staff, their 7th of the year. Until tomorrow, Michael Day back at the station. I'm Alex Cohen. I wish you a good night and a good fight, everybody. See you tomorrow evening. Bye, everybody.
Thanks for listening to Iowa Cubs Baseball. Be sure to check in regularly at iowacubs.com throughout the year. And for more exciting, exclusive content, follow the team on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. For live action of every game, home and away, always tune in here. AM 940 KPSG.
Here's something you can't find a lot of in today's world of media. Something for your entire family to listen to and enjoy.
That I can listen to it with everybody in the car.
Even with my husband, you know, he'll come into my car and he'll start singing along with me too.
Iowa's Hope 940, a family station, and we're proud to be a part of your listening family.
It's very inspiring and it motivates me when I'm down or when I'm happy.
It's a worry-free listen to and from work, your beacon. Iowa's Hope 940.
Broadcasting from the heart of downtown Des Moines, reaching from Pella to Perry, Indianola to Ames, and Waterloo to Winterset, Iowa's Hope 940 is KPSC Des Moines. A Des Moines Radio Group station. The following broadcast on Hope 940 of New Life Live with Steve Arterburn is sponsored by New Life Ministries.
The following program was pre-recorded. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life Live is dedicated to transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi there, and thanks for joining us. And a special guest today on New Life Live, Steve Arterburn here with the amazing PhD, Dr. Alice Benton. Hi, Alice.
Hello, Steve. Hi, folks.
And the head of Promise Keepers is going to be joining us. Ken Harrison is going to be here in just a bit. And he has an amazing new book we're going to talk about, A Daring Faith in a Cowardly World. Ken is one of my favorite folks. He has done so much for so many people. He has made a big dent in this world. I'm looking forward to being with him. I'll just tell you that Tony Evans, down there at your Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, where I was fortunate enough to speak a few months ago, and man, that is some place. But Tony, he says Ken details the promises that Jesus made to us when we live out our faith and courage despite the cowardly world we live in. You know what? We got too few people that are living courageously in the Christian faith. But we got a book for you. It's A Daring Faith in a Cowardly World. We'll be talking with Ken Harrison about that, the chairman, CEO of Promise Keepers. Before that, I want to mention something to you. You've heard us talk about the Lumina event. It's coming up November 3rd and 4th. I've got a brand new special for you this week, and it ends on Friday, so you need to jump on this. It's what I have called the Carpool Special. If you buy 4 tickets, or if you and 3 other women buy tickets, $59. I think that's like half price or something like that. But that's what we're offering, because a lot of times you can't fill a bus. I mean, we just had a group of 20 sign up last night. But you might not be in a group of 20, but you've got 3 girlfriends you'd like to go. It's going to be an incredible experience. I don't want you to miss it. You know, before Women of Faith was, quote-unquote, Women of Faith, no one knew what it was. And then they went, and they couldn't wait to come back. And I believe that that's going to be true about Lumen. It's at the Museum of the Bible, and it's November the 3rd or the 4th, either one. And it's just going to be fantastic. Nicole C. Mullen is going to be performing and speaking. We've got Jen Wilkin is also, this wonderful Bible teacher, is going to be teaching. And Lauren Green McAfee. It's really going to be a powerful, powerful time. The theme is Where Women Rise, Lumina. I think you're going to like it. I think you're going to love it. But anyway, it's $59 a ticket if you buy 4 of them and just fill your car with 3 other women. Alice, do you have a comment there?
Steve, I foresee this event rejuvenating your engagement with Scripture, especially if you've been a Christian for many years. We all need a refresh with Scripture, and this event will do it, while drawing you closer to a sisterhood of women, even more so than just the women you attend with, all those that engage in this event. You'll leave with a new, fresh version of life within you.
And, you know, a lot of people, it's a mystery. What in the world is missing from my life? Well, let me tell you. The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness. All this other is going to be added to you. If you don't seek God first, all this other isn't going to mean a thing. And then, love God. That's the first commandment. Love your neighbor. That's the second, but equal commandment. If you want to join us, 1-800-229-3000, please do. I was just at Life Church in Cookeville, Tennessee this weekend. 23 life recovery groups in one church.
Oh, wow.
And not because they have more problems, they just have more solutions. Hmm. And I'm telling you, it was one of the greatest experiences of my life to be there with all these folks in these life recovery t-shirts and stuff. And if you've never thought about running a life recovery group in your church, you call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We'll put you in touch with Terry Ward right now, 1-800-229-3000.
It had become very apparent that some of the things I was involved with were taking over my life.
In today's world, men are barraged with inappropriate content and images all day, every day. Some say that certain behaviors are just no big deal. It's just part of being a guy. But it's simply not true. It's a battleground for every man, and the opportunities to fail are everywhere. New Life's Every Man's Battle Workshop can help.
After 7 years, he just, one weekend, a completely changed man.
For over 20 years, New Life Ministries has been helping men regain their integrity and purity through their one-of-a-kind Every Man's Battle Workshop.
He said, you know, I think this is something that every man should go to. Married, dating, it was definitely life-changing.
Battle Workshop is coming to Dallas September 9th to the 11th. Don't wait for him to call. To find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE or go to newlife.com.
I just can't say enough of what New Life has done for our marriage.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here, 1-800-229-3000. And really a wonderful man. Can't say that about a lot of people. A wonderful man. And he's the volunteer chairman and CEO of Promise Keepers. And Oh, my goodness, he's done so many, many great things. And so I'm just going to introduce you to, if you haven't heard him on the program before, Ken Harrison. Ken, welcome. Welcome. How you doing?
I'm good, Steve. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. And if you want to know what Ken looks like, of course, you can join us on our Facebook channel, New Life Live. Ken, I'm going to start by letting Alice tell you what she thinks about this book.
Ken, it was a page-turner, and it reignited my curiosity about God's promises and what we need to do to be able to access and receive the fruit of his promises. It was a call up to me and to anyone who reads this book.
How about
Thank
that?
You.
That's pretty nice endorsement there by somebody that knows. She knows stuff, Ken. Tell me, I think I know. But what was the big motivation? Why, of all the things to write about, why write about this?
You know, it's funny, actually. That's a great question, because HarperCollins had come to me and wanted me to write another book. And we were talking about, you know, what subject to pick. And this is what I was just so passionate about, because as I deal with men all the time, the question is, well, why? Why should I be good? Like, when you look at the cheap grace we've taught in the church so much, basically we sort of give this idea, and Steve, you deal with this all the time, that if you say the magic prayer, you know, Jesus, come into my heart, then you're saved. You're a really bad person, but God loves you anyway. And so we ended up having our identity in the fact that we're a really bad person.
Yeah.
But think God loves me. And then the question is for most men, well, then why should I be good? I mean, if I'm just saved and then I just go to heaven, I've got my magic ticket, then what's all the rest of the stuff about? And right. I thought, man, it's time to answer that question, especially for all these men that are going, why would I go through all this effort?
Right. Well, one of the things that I have been thinking about since your book came out, and I knew we were going to have this interview, is courage. And before I went to Tennessee on Saturday and Sunday, I was in Washington, D.C., and I was speaking Friday morning, at the Metropolitan Club, which is about 200 years old, and six presidents have been members there. But I was speaking to these gentlemen, and I said this, Ken. I said, some of you need to make a courageous confrontation. And what I talked about was, we know people that are not living the way they need to live. It is glaring that they are rude or unkind, mean to their employees, whatever, and we're just sitting back not saying anything. And sometimes we need to step up and courageously, in a loving and caring way, say, you know, I've noticed this, and I don't know if you know this, if you see this, but I want to help you with this. And that's why I love this book, because I'm certainly calling for men to be courageous. What in this world, Ken, causes men to shrink into cowardice?
Well, I think sexual perversion has a lot to do with it, mm-hmm. and you're an expert on and out of that. And I also think greed. And I think greed and sexual perversion are the twin pillars of our world today.
Yeah.
And when you're really in with how much stuff can I get and how much self-gratification can I get, you're hardly going to be the kind of person who's going to stand up for right no matter what it costs you, right?
Yeah.
So the question then is, why should I be good? And so the book... It starts off with me, you know my story, Steve. I was on the Los Angeles Police Department back in the Rodney King days,
yeah.
and I
mm-hmm.
faced a lot of shooting, a lot of kind of stuff. But I was hit by a jet ski when I was 30 years old, and for the first time I faced death on a gurney instead of in a hail of gunfire. And basically hit by a jet ski, laying in a gurney, the doctor walks in and says, look, you've ruptured your liver, and so if less than 40% of it is ruptured, then we're going to life let you out of here, cut it out, and it'll grow back. If it's more than 40%, you've got 5 hours to live. Now have a nice day. I mean,
wow.
It was literally like his demeanor. And I said to him, wait a minute. I mean, how will I? He said, what do you mean you won't have a liver? I said, but what kills me? He said, well, your body will poison itself to death. And he walked out of the room. So for an hour, I laid there waiting for the results to find out what happened. And for that hour, I laid there thinking, I may be seeing Jesus in 5 hours. What am I going to say when I get there? When he says, what mm-hmm. did you do with what I gave you? You went to Christian schools. you came from a good home, you're an American, all that stuff. You had a great biblical education. Who's saved because of you? Who's clothed because of you? Whose life is better because you were on this earth? And my answer was going to have to be no one. And I thought, I will never be put in that situation again. The next time I'm facing death, I want to know that I'm going to walk into that throne room of Christ and go, I did everything I could with the gifts you gave me to carry out the call you put in my life.
Well, I think that is that's an eye-opener for everybody because, you know, you literally don't know whether or not you're going to be on a gurney this afternoon. Things happen to people. And if you were to meet Jesus, would you be able to say that you took this great gift that he's given you, this life, and you made the very best of it? I love to point out to people that there are trillions of galaxies in our universe, trillions. And in our little galaxy, we've got about 400 billion stars, about 200 billion planets just in our galaxy. And there isn't life anywhere. No one's detected it anywhere but here. We're a universal anomaly. So what are you doing with that gift? And here, this book, it is a tremendous, tremendous guide to how to do the best with it. A daring faith in a cowardly world. Alice, you had an observation you were going to share with Ken.
Ken, I work with and talk with so many wives who want to draw the best out of their husbands. They want their husbands to be courageous spiritual leaders of their family. But so many of us women get stuck in repetitious requests that seem to push our husband farther away from the role rather than drawing him into it. Would you share more of your advice with us of how we can better support, encourage, call our husbands up to that heroic role in our families?
Well, that's a great question. Men need to know that there's a point to their life and to what they're doing. I think, you know, is it 80% of suicides in America? There's 127 suicides a day. 80% of those are middle-aged men because they feel like they've lost hope. They feel like they have no point.
Mm-hmm.
And
so
when we go to Ephesians 2, 8, 9, and 10, these are the verses that sort of build a lot of the book around. There's quite a few other verses. And as we talk, I know there's a lot of people in theological situations are going, really, you're telling me that I'm going to be judged based on what I did with my salvation? And yes. And I think I had one theologian come to me and say, I read your book, and I was furious when I saw the premise there would be the judgment seat of Christ. And I went with a pen to argue with you, and he goes, when I got finished, you completely changed my theology. Oh. And this is a PhD guy. Mm-hmm. So this is not my opinion, really scripture. Now that I've seen it, everywhere I look, it's you're going to be judged by what you did, good works. I mean, how did I not see it all these years, right?
Yeah.
But Ephesians 2, 8, and 9, classic verses of, for by grace you're saved through faith, and this not of yourselves is the gift of God, lest no man should boast, right? So we know that salvation comes by faith alone. But here's the verse and the answer to your question is Ephesians 2, 10, the very next verse. We are God's workmanship created in Christ Jesus for good works, which were prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. So the NIV actually is a better, but I don't have the NIV memorized. Before the foundation of time, God laid out a plan for you and for me and for everyone listening to accomplish with our salvation. And we'll be judged not for salvation, gift of God, but we'll be judged based on what we did to carry out that plan he gave us. And I think for a lot of wives, that's what men need to hear. Because, you know, the old cliche, idle hands are the devil's workshop. When men don't see a point to their life, they get idle. But when they realize, no, I'm actually going to be judged based on what I did, there's going to be crowns and rewards and rulership with Christ. The stuff he promises us is amazing. This is where we're laying down the foundation for who and what we'll be for all of eternity. We'll all be not condemned if we're saved, but we will not all have the same experience in heaven.
Yeah. I love hearing that, Ken. And of course, the thing that goes to heaven is your soul, and big part of your soul is your character. It's in your soul, your character. And when you build your character, you're building something to take to heaven. And it also, if you have character, you're going to be doing things that are honored. Let's take a call here. First of all, let me just repeat. The book is A Daring Faith in a Cowardly World. Ken Harrison is the author. And I'll send you a copy of this for a gift of any amount to New Life. Robert, Chicago, Illinois, he listens on the Internet. And, Robert, how you doing today? What's going on in your life?
I'm doing pretty good. Right now it's pretty messy. I'm kind of disgusted, ready to quit. I'm just sick and tired of being a good guy, doing the right thing. It's like every time I help someone, I get stuck back down. It just, you know, it seems like it don't pay to be a Christian.
Oh. Well, that's rough. And, Robert, how old are you?
I'm 73.
73.
I spoke to you about 21 years ago, and you changed my life.
Oh, my God.
I'm a 21-year recovering alcoholic.
Oh, Robert.
Oh, my goodness. That is so wonderful to hear.
You said three words to me. You had nothing to do with it. It changed my life. And I'm just beside myself right now. It seems like every time I'm nice to someone, I get a kick in the teeth. I mean, it just doesn't seem to pay.
I'm so sorry.
I'm at a point where I'm ready to give up.
And, well, Robert, with all these years in sobriety, and you heard the pride in our voices, we celebrate that with you. Are you still active in recovery groups and around other people that are pursuing their Christianity and their sobriety?
Yes. I am a dual addicted person. I'm an alcoholic and a gambler. I work the gambling crisis line in my state. So I do get involved with that, and I do spend some time in Alcoholics Anonymous meetings. Because I got to be able to tell the people that there is hope available. But I'm hopeless right now because it seems like every time I'm doing stuff, I just came out of a relationship where I was helping the lady. She didn't need me. She tossed me aside. And then my mother just went into hospice. And I think that just drove me for a loop, too. It's like the world's coming to an end.
Well, let me let Kent.
I almost went back to alcohol.
Oh, my goodness. Now, you call me before you do that, but I want Ken to comment on this, and then I got a couple things I want to share with you. But Ken, what are you thinking when you, and we'll send Robert this book, but what do you think when you hear a man that's, I mean, he's pulled his life together, 21 years of sobriety, and yet now he's just so discouraged?
You know, one of the main things we see is people who God is going to reward is perseverance. Because it is so hard to live out the faith, especially when people are ingracious, that they're not grateful for what we've done. But it's interesting, you know, Jesus, if he gave the entire salvation message in John 3:16, which he did, then what are all the rest of the words about? It's about being holy. It's about becoming the man God wants us to be. Matthew 5-7, the Sermon on the Mount, is the main thing about how to become holy. God gives out this little recipe, and the very end of it, the last promise is, blessed are you when people persecute you and say all kinds of evil things about you. Rejoice. Great is your reward in heaven. Right?
Yeah.
So we know the more holy we are, the harder we live in this world. And Jesus says, hey, even a cup of cold water given to one of these little ones in my name won't be forgotten. And so, Robert, I think one of the things that is incredibly helpful is to remember that Christ will not forget what you, this person that you've helped. That may be a thing that it's hard. I know and Steve can say this too, you get sick and tired of helping people who are not grateful. But Jesus Christ is done in his name.
Yeah. Well, Robert, I just want to say this to you. I'm in this study on resilience. And it's just an amazing book. And the author makes the point that you get through trauma like COVID or whatever you've been through, all of us been through it, but then it drains everything you've got, and then life is still happening after you get through the trauma, and so it's no wonder that many of us kind of are at the end of our rope. I have more to say about that. We'll talk to you a little bit longer here, Robert. Hang on. Hi, Steve Arterburn here. The thing that we've been doing here for over three decades is trying to help people see there is a better way. And I don't know of anybody that doesn't have something that they couldn't be working on.
The Repurpose Life online conference is Saturday, September 24th.
The topics addressed are for anyone who wants to move from the pain and struggles of the past towards a healthy, happier future. Steve and Misty Arterburn, Chris Williams, and Becky Brown will cover topics like how to move from past hurts and trauma, building your community, codependency, failure and recovery, recovery from the pandemic, and much more.
The Repurpose Conference is something I'm really excited for because it really is addressing the life recovery process. But again, we all need recovery.
To register or to find out more about the Repurposed Life Online Conference, call 1-800-639-5433 or liferecoverygroups.com. Chris Williams on coaching.
Oftentimes I get asked, what is the difference between therapy and coaching? The biggest difference between the two is that a therapist is going to be looking for a diagnosable mental health condition, whereas a coach is going to look at a particular issue and help a person work through that.
If you need a coach, call New Life today and ask about the New Life Coaching Network. Our coaches have been trained and screened with the same intensive process we use for our network counselors.
If you're looking at an issue in your life that you just kind of want to change, whether it be your weight or leadership or other areas of behavioral patterns, check out coaching. There can be some really, really helpful things for you.
Take control of your life and take action to achieve your goals. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 and talk to us about getting a new life coach. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. I just want to say something else to you, Robert, and then I think Alice has a comment. But the point that Eldridge makes in his book, Resilience, is it just makes sense that after all we've all been through together, that you would be at the end of your rope after 21 years of sobriety. You're saying, I even thought about going back to drinking. So the point is, sometimes, even though we've been successful at something for 20, 21 years, given what we've all been through, we have to step up our game a bit. We have to do something more and in addition that helps us build back to where we were. Now, I'll send you this book. I think that's going to be great for you. But maybe, just maybe, this is the time not just to go to AA or a life recovery group, but maybe it's time to start going to Al-Anon and deal with any kind of codependency that causes you to be so reactive to the way you're treated that people can bring you down. And I don't want that for you. When I lived in Laguna Beach, some of the greats that in the early days of AA, they were still hanging around in their old age, and they started going to Al-Anon groups after going to AA for many, many years. So that's my recommendation. And then I want to ask one more question. Do you have a life recovery Bible?
No.
Well, Robert, that's going to change everything. I'm going to send you you need this. I'll send you a life recovery Bible. I'll send you Ken's book. I think that's going to give you some great, great hope and strategy. And again, it's a daring faith in a cowardly world. And Alice, you had one final statement for Robert.
Robert, you are a generous man, and I know that without a doubt. I think you spend the majority of your time and resources giving to other people. And I hear the fatigue in your voice and even some despair. I think your output has far exceeded anything being put back into you. The output has exceeded the input. And there were times, Robert, that even Jesus needed to pull away from the crowds, to be alone, to get refueled by his heavenly Father and by his close group, so that he could continue to give. And I want that for you. I think there needs to be perhaps a season, Robert, of someone else pouring into you, whether that's through individual therapy or whether it's making some requests of people that are trustworthy around you. Perhaps even getting a medication evaluation for depression. I think that all of that would help re-energize you to continue to give. And lastly, givers like you, Robert, are susceptible to being taken advantage of because there are a lot of people who want to take. And so I also feel protective of you in that way. So we also need to be cautious about who and where we give, making sure it's in alignment with God's will. Otherwise, we'll give away too much and be left so empty that it's hard to continue to function. You're a good man, Robert. We need men like you.
All right. Thank you, Robert, for calling us, and we'll get the Life Recovery Bible, celebrating our 30th anniversary of the Life Recovery Bible, and I'll send you this really, really great, great book by Ken Harrison, and I know he's written it from his heart, A Daring Faith in a Cowardly World. Ken, the big problem I see for men, big, not just that we don't seek God first, but we seek God alone. It seems like we're just predisposed to isolate and withdraw and avoid. You have a thought about that?
Yeah, I mean, part of the problem is, I'm actually interested in hearing your all take as people are way more educated than this, but what I see, this is as a guy who leads a lot of men, is that our culture today is built for women, and meaning women do relationship by communicating. By getting together and having lunch and talking, and that's great. But men do relationship by doing. And there's not a lot of guys getting together to do anymore. They get together to hunt and ski and fish or whatever it is, play basketball, that they do together. And so I would say, you know, a lot of guys are trying to do relationship by getting together and having lunch or doing something, and it doesn't really take, because that's not how men do relationship. You got to get together and help each other out. We'll do a project together. That's how you do true relationship. And I would also say to women, you know, don't be threatened by your men wanting to go out on a Saturday and play golf or something. Maybe be threatened by who he's playing golf with. But
yeah.
Encourage your husband to get together with godly men and go do stuff, because really guys need to have that time just with other guys when they're doing stuff together.
Yeah, very, very good point. All right, let's go to Jody, Round Rock, Texas, KBBW. Hi, Jody. How are you today?
I'm fine, sir. How are you?
Excellent. How could we help, or what do you have on your mind?
So I've been a listener for many, many, many years, and I just want to say that I completely concur with Peaches last week.
She made an impression, didn't she, Jody?
well, she was taking. She stole my thunder a little bit there, because every time I call to donate, because the awesome work that y'all do, y'all are helping people. And exactly what she said, if I'm not listening that day or if I'm doing something, y'all are still on the path of helping the people through these radio waves. And it is just the hugest blessing to even the people who are listening that don't call. And so
Thank you for the people that can't, and
every time I donate, I don't feel bad. I feel great about doing it. You know, it's you know what I mean? It's not like someone twisted my arm to do it. I'll do it every time I can, because, you know, it's ironing sharp and iron. You know, just like the last call, you had so many things to say to me just through speaking to him.
Well, I want you to, Jody, I want you to hold on, because you hear the music. We'll come back and get your question right after this. You're listening to New Life Live. Gift of any amount, I'll send you this amazing book. I think you're going to love it. I mean, Ken, he is a great author, a great man. And the book is called A Daring Faith in a Cowardly World. I'll tell you, it's daring faith in a confused world. And daring faith in a world that so, so despises the faith that we have. You need courage. I've found that when two are working together, there's a lot more courage right there.
For most of my life, I've been dealing with an opiate addiction.
Why is opioid addiction quickly becoming one of our nation's biggest killers? Maybe it's because it isn't only those who are addicted who are in denial.
We did what I see so many parents do, is it can't be an addiction. There's something medically wrong.
It's impossible to solve a problem when you don't know what you're up against. And families will try to find any explanation except the one that will put them on the right path.
Alcoholism and drug addiction is a family disease. It doesn't affect just the individual.
If someone you love is abusing painkillers, know what you're up against. It's time to admit it's addiction and seek treatment. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We have Christ-centered partner treatment centers around the country. Call 1-800-639-5433 or visit us online at newlife.com.
we just made a decision. We will do whatever it takes.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
I was really living a very anxiety-filled life. I turned on New Life, and the topic that day was about anxiety. And just by listening, I got relief.
You can help New Life stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. When you sign up to support us monthly through Club New Life, we'll send you the new member thank you gift of the Life Recovery Bible personal size, the one-year Life Recovery prayer devotional, the New Life journal, a New Life pen and highlighter, and a New Life zipper tote to hold it all. Plus, there are ongoing benefits like access to the Club New Life video library, the monthly Club New Life CD or download, quarterly resources, free shipping on purchased resources, and discounts on workshops. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today.
Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. We're talking with Jody, and Jody is going to enter the New Life Hall of Fame with Peaches. Jody, what is your question for Ken, Alice, and me?
Okay, I've been thinking about this, and it's, I guess the best way for me to consolidate this is my ex-girlfriend of 9 years and I have been broken up for about 4 years now, going on five. And when we broke up, she asked me to have no contact with her, like iron curtain, nothing. So yeah. I respected her wishes and did that. So it was sort of like she was dead to me, right?
Yeah.
But this last week I texted her and I met her out to have a drink and everything, because she's always been on my heart. And I've never tried in my life ever for anyone or anything than to try to have our family work out. For I lived in Austin and would drive to Dallas every week, which is, you know, over 300 miles each way. I did that for 2 years, back and forth every week. I had us in a, you know, super nice place to live, and you know, super overachieved at work and everything like that. So just try. And of course that gets you blasted by the people who hate seeing you overachieve. But so here's the question.
Yeah, get to the question.
She is the sweetest thing ever. I mean, we were so poor at one time. She was sewing the elastic back on my underwear. I mean, like, okay, really, really caring for each other. So I saw her out for drinks, and she, now she's educated now with a college degree, has a master's degree, and she kind of let me have it a little bit that my Christian views were, you know, just old school, and she doesn't like the fact that she doesn't think Jesus is the Son of God and stuff like that. And and it really was the spirit of when she was a little kid. I think she did Wiccan and stuff, and I think that spirit kind of showed itself to me at the table
that
night.
Ask us a question that we can help you with, because we get the picture that she has fallen away from the Lord.
Okay, so here's my deal. When is it no longer my business to care so much whether or not she's saved or not? Because my heart wrenched, and I told her that to her face, my heart is broken that you just said that to me.
Yeah.
I mean, when is it no longer my business where I can, when I've done my praying part, I've done my effort part, because I'm exhausted over this thing, and give it to God and let it be? Because that's what I'm trying to do, is be a brave man right
now. All right, now hold on.
And
hold on.
Pray for her.
Hold on. We're going to give you an answer here, and I want you to, I want to benefit you for calling us. Now, Ken, you're not a counselor, you're not a therapist, but you're a guy that deals with a lot of guys. Mm-hmm. And so if he was just coming to you, if Jody showed up and said, here's the deal, this old girlfriend, and he says, when should I quit caring, what would your response to be to that situation there?
I would say, I don't think you're asking me the question that you necessarily are asking, because you don't ever stop caring.
Yeah.
But you are not responsible someone else's salvation.
Right.
So, I mean, look at, and how did he respond to people? people who were repentant, he poured into. People who were not, you look at the one guy who says, well, Jesus, I'd follow you, but I got to wait till my dad dies first so I can get my soul in errands. And he said, hey, when I call you to come put your hand to the plow and you don't do it, then you're not worthy of me.
Yeah.
So we have to remember as Christians, our duty to give people truth in love, but it's the Holy Spirit's responsibility to convict them or not, and it's not ours. And I think we get ourselves all wrapped around the axle with angst over, well, I just really want you to choose Jesus. Well, that's not up to us. You can't control what other people do. So you give them the truth, you pray for them, and you let them go.
Yeah. My thought, too, Ken, along those lines is that the more Jody focuses on this past relationship that he really has no influence over, then it prevents him from doing a very daring thing, and that is moving on and finding other potential folks to be in relationship with. So I'm with you. Don't ever stop caring, but maybe sometimes we need to dust off the sandals and move on and bring closure to something. Alice, a comment here before we move on.
Jody, I advise you to tease out two separate desires, one that she would be saved and the other that she would date you again and that you would be in relationship. And as you see that she is not interested in pursuing the Christian life, it sounds like you are pursuing and desire to pursue, it's time to lament her choices in life right now. And that will take some proactive grieving, and it will probably also take checking your thought life and how mm-hmm. much you allow yourself to fantasize, to hope, to wish that she were choosing differently than she is. Increasing your activity, your exposure to other Christian women will help safeguard you from being drawn to non-Christian women that don't want to pursue what you're after in life.
Mm. Very, very good. All right, I'm going to send you Every Man's Bible, Jody, and I'm going to send you this really, really great book, A Daring Faith in a Cowardly World. Well, speaking of daring and faithful and courageous, here's Larry Sonnenberg in the studio. Larry, what do you have for us today, my friend?
Hey, Steve, we have a letter from a woman. A couple paragraphs, she says she's 60s, in her 60s. Her son was diagnosed with major depressive disorder, PTSD, GAD, ADD. And then she goes on and says, I thought I was managing everything all right until our son had a major break over two years ago due to some psychotropic meds he was on. My big, strong, I-can-do-everything guy was suddenly unable to get out of bed, work, be part of his family's life, and though he had no thoughts of harming himself or others, and he couldn't be admitted to a hospital, I feared for his life and for the daily peace in his home with his wife and our only grandson. I had to step up and help care for this little boy in addition to my full-time job. At that point, after having listened to New Life since it was Minerth Meyer and hearing the encouragement of all the loving hosts on New Life, that therapy is helpful. I found a wonderful therapist and have been going to see her weekly for the last 2 years. And I'm on meds that calm my anxiety and help me to sleep deeply and completely for the first time in like forever. But enough about me. This letter is for you. Thank you for being there, for being a voice of help and healing to those who find themselves in difficult or seemingly impossible situations. There's so many options that New Life offers. You have made my life better. You're a beacon to those of us, all of us, who need encouragement. Keep on keeping on. And she says, thank you.
I love that. That's one of my favorite. I love that because, you know, she's trying to help her son, and in the process, she gets the help that she needs. And now, better able to help her son. What else do you have for us, Larry?
Well,
thanks for bringing that story.
I hope that story is an encouragement for folks to financially support New Life. And it's not because we need the money. It's because the money that you'll give will help us do what we are already doing and more and bigger to help more people.
Yeah.
And the last thing, Steve, is I just want to remind folks that we still are doing this cruise in October.
Yes.
The Rhine River Cruise.
Right.
And we've had some folks call and ask about it, sign up, because they heard it on radio. So I want to keep barking that out and helping people to know that it's not too late, and it will be a fun trip, and it's a beautiful trip. You and Mylon will be speaking, and a bunch of New Life people on the cruise with them. So call and let us know.
Yeah. It's going to be great, and the reason people are signing up now is because they've removed the restriction. You don't have to be vaccinated to go on the cruise, which, you know, caused a lot of people to not go.
It gives love a chance to grow, and even though I'm so far away, oh, I'm reminded every day across. Everywhere I go.
a journey. The journey got me here. The roads at once didn't make sense, now seem crystal clear. I know that faith is greater than doubt and love greater than fear. I'm thankful for the journey. The journey got me here. There were dark and narrow places where I crawled and where I climbed. I had to travel roads that were confusing at the time. There were nights my heart was breaking, and I thought I'd been forsaken. But I'm thankful for the journey. The journey got me here. The roads that once didn't make sense now seem crystal clear. I know that faith is greater than doubt and love greater than fear. I'm thankful for the journey. The journey got me here. There are many in this moment who are walking through a fire. But let me offer hope because of wisdom I've acquired. I can trust in where the road leads. Looking back at what's behind me. I'm thankful for the journey. The journey got me here. The roads that once didn't make sense now seem crystal clear. I know that faith is greater than doubt and love greater than fear. I'm thankful for the journey got me here. I'm thankful for the journey got me here. The roads that once didn't make sense now seem crystal clear. For the journey got me here. I'm thankful for the journey got me here. The roads that once didn't make sense now seem crystal clear. I know that faith is greater than doubt and love greater than fear. I'm thankful for the journey got me here.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Russian media reports Mikhail Gorbachev, the last leader of the Soviet Union, has died. He was 91.
He was in power less than 7 years, but Gorbachev unleashed a breathtaking series of changes.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
It included the freeing of Eastern European nations from Russian domination and the toppling of the Berlin Wall. Years later, Gorbachev said the end of the Cold War was a moment in history for global cooperation and problem solving.
The West and particularly the United States declared victory in the Cold War. Euphoria and triumphalism went to the heads of Western leaders.
Gorbachev resigned in 1991. The Soviet Union later collapsed. News organizations quoted a statement saying Gorbachev died after a long illness. I'm Ed Donahue.
U.S. Senators Rob Portman, Republican of Ohio, and Amy Klobuchar, Democrat of Minnesota, have met with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. Bob Agnew reports.
The bipartisan pair say they traveled to Ukraine to show U.S. solidarity with the country as it weathers a seventh month of fighting with Russian troops. Senator Portman said, quote, "Now more than ever, the United States must stand with our ally Ukraine to send the message to Russia and the world that we will not stand by while sovereign countries are invaded." The trip came just days after Ukraine's Independence Day, which fell on the sixth month mark of the Russian invasion. Bob Agnew reporting.
The South Carolina House has approved a pro-life law that would institute a total ban on abortion that includes exceptions for pregnancies caused by rape or incest. The measure now goes to the state Senate. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 308 points, the NASDAQ dropped 134, the S&P 500 lower by 44, crude oil down $5.37 to $91.76 a barrel. This is SRN News. One pro-life leader says abortion advocates are trying to frighten America with lies, and that's not surprising.
You've got the pro-abortion movement that was actually rooted in a lie. I mean, you have to remember, Roe v. Wade began in a lie. It began with Norma McCorvey, who was Jane Roe in Roe v. Wade, where she lied that she had been raped.
Ryan Baumberger of the Radiance Foundation.
As someone who was conceived in rape but adopted in love, I hear this all the time, and it just makes me cringe because they're always exploiting the tragedy of rape to promote the further tragedy of abortion.
He says pro-lifers must fight the disinformation campaign. The battle over who controls the oldest synagogue in America continues. A Rhode Island judge has ruled in favor of the congregation currently worshiping at the 250-year-old Two Rose Synagogue, dismissing an effort by a New York congregation that owns the building to take control of the board that oversees day-to-day operations. This is SRN News. The mayor of the Big Easy has a big problem.
A recall effort against New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell is underway. On the first day, organizers say so many people showed up to sign the petition, more signature sheets had to be printed. The amount of crime in New Orleans has always been an issue with voters, but many say Cantrell's support of a young carjacker in juvenile court was the last straw. In that incident, a 14-year-old carjacked and robbed three different women. Cantrell served as a character witness for the convicted carjacker in court. In another carjacking in New Orleans that involved teenagers, a woman in her 60s was brutally killed when her arm was ripped off during a carjacking in broad daylight. It was caught in the seatbelt when the teenagers took off. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
The two sponsors of the petition said they didn't want to file it but felt they had to do so, saying Cantrell has not put the city of New Orleans first. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.
Hello, my name is Joseph Reed, and this is your Singing News Report. The National Quartet Convention is about a month away. NQC Executive Vice President Clark Beasley says the event holds true to the original intentions of when it was formed back in 1957.
You know, it was J.D. Sumner's idea to have one event of the year where the entire gospel music family would gather. And with all of them gathered at one place, at one time, at one event, that would give the gospel music fan and supporter the opportunity to have one-stop shopping, to see all of their favorite artists at one event. And I'm proud to say, 65 years after the first National Quartet Convention, that this year's NQC will be very true to that original vision.
You'll find all the details to plan your visit to the National Quartet Convention at natqc.com.
Portions of today's show may be pre-recorded.
one standing by the open door. I can see a crystal river. Oh, I must be near forever. And I've never been this homesick before.
See the bright light shine. It's just about home time.
I can see my father standing at the door.
There's so well.
Can see the family gathered, sweet faces, they're all familiar, but no one's old or feeble anymore. Oh, this lonesome heart is crying, think I'll spread my wings for flying. Lord, I've never been this homesick before.
Do something.